of the world. Famous Magic 89.9 here at 6:30 on this Monday morning. Welcome to the program as we do the radio thing this week. It's nice to be back on the show. I was kind of daydreaming about it yesterday. I was like, oh, I can't wait to get back on the radio. And then I didn't have any sleep the whole day, the whole night, and I dread being here this morning. But the show will go on. 631-899 is our phone number. If you want to call us, get yourself on the radio. Let's talk about anything you want. 1-800-10-KILLERBEEF in the province as well. Good morning, all the major cities in our country. My name is Mo, and my left here sits Grace Lee. How are you, dear?
Very, very good, Mo. Thank you for asking. Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Monday morning.
You're welcome. to her right is the Angelic Copter. What's going on, Chop?
Good morning. Had a very interesting weekend. I hope your weekends are also as great.
Yes, it was. Joseph, can you say something?
Hello.
Okay, are you there?
I can barely hear myself.
Yeah, I can barely hear you too. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello there. There, that's perfect.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with this? See, again, you can't go a Monday without having technical problems.
Yeah, it's a mayhem Monday.
I was talking to our boss over the weekend, and we were writing a list of the people that we think should be fired. And about the good chunk of them were technicians. Because, look, Joseph's microphone doesn't work. It's pumped all the way to the highest level of volume, and I still can't hear him properly. It's a Monday.
Good morning there.
It's a Monday on this radio station. Let us, again, we have a lot of things to talk about, it being the brand new week, March 14th today, if you don't have a calendar. Let's go, sorry, we had people on hold, but let's screw them then, forget it.
Graduation is nearing now, so congratulations ahead of time for all the graduates out there. They're already preparing now for their graduation, practicing and all that. All
right.
Graduation balls, love it.
End of the month, it'll happen, right?
No, even before that, I think next week.
Magic, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, who's this?
This is Rain.
Hi, Rain or Lane?
Yes, Rain.
What's going on, Rain?
Nothing.
Okay, so why are you bothering us then, if it's nothing?
No, you asked if I have a topic.
Yeah, but you said nothing, so why would we want to talk to you if it's nothing?
No.
The answer is, I have a topic. I don't topic more.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Have you been obsessive compulsive about something?
Why? What are you obsessive compulsive about?
Now, about my new LV bag.
Your Louis Vuitton bag. You mean like you can't let it go? It's with you constantly, and it's because you spent a lot of money on it. I mean, are you generally very wealthy?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then, if you're not very wealthy, then of course you're
taking care of it.
You're gonna protect it with your life because it's a gem of your life. It's a gem part of your possessions. I mean, it's one of the most important things you have. So I don't think it's obsessive compulsive. It's more like, I paid a lot of money for this. I make sure I'm going to... It's like with guys with cars. I mean, you buy a new car and you're wiping it with a diaper and you're making sure no one can eat in it. And you have...
You don't let like a wet glass touch the leather of your seat.
That's right. If it rains, you don't open the door. You might as well just stick in the car the whole time. You know, if there's rules you do when you buy expensive stuff. Not obsessive compulsive. It's just give it a little bit of time. Just wait till somebody vomits on your bag and then see how much you're going to... How much
or you get
so
caught in the rain, which is more likely.
See, I don't fall for that stuff. Like when I purchase the car and I'm like, people go, oh, bawal kumain dito. No. Feel free and eat. Why?
Oh, me too.
Because
like
it's going to get ruined one day anyway.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. All I care about is the new car smell. Yes, Chopper is here.
Yes. Good morning.
My husband says hi.
Hello.
She sounds jealous.
Yeah. All right, dear. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I know a friend who would not let his or anyone who rides his car like stick their arm or like any exposed part of their body to the leather seat. So,
oh my
god. Because if it's sweat.
Even the girls? Even the girls?
Listen.
I don't know about the girls, but alam mo yung like yung sunblock or lotion.
Yeah.
Kasi daw baka malagyan yung leather.
What car is this?
I don't know.
What a loser.
I don't know. And so all his friends
and guess what?
Like
it's not even real leather seats. It's probably the seat cover version. What a freaking loser.
That is over.
Those are douchebags. And they need to be erased from this planet pronto.
Sobrang kawawa yung mga friends niya because I saw them inside the car, all stiff and
they're
sitting,
not moving,
sitting really uncomfortably, and I was like, oh
you know what?
God,
I need to ride in that car and uutot ako na the best.
I'm actually surprised na uutot ka lang.
Give
a thinking
fart.
You might, you know.
I'll wipe my armpits. I'll
throw you out of that car.
I will ruin that car just because, oh, what a douche.
Sweat all over it.
Magic, hello. Hello? Oh, sorry, this one. Hello? Oh, sorry, am I? No, oh, sorry. I think I disconnected everybody. Okay. Yeah, you know, here I wanted to talk about this topic maybe a little bit later, but it's I'm glad she brought it up. I wanted to talk about rich people problems because...
Okay.
You know...
Oh, well, I started awake.
Oh, my. No. LB, that was rich people's problems.
No, it's why she kind of reminded me of this topic I wanted to talk about. Champagne, of course, we come from a country that struggles, right? We have a country that, you know, there's a lot of poor people, mm-hmm. and we all know what the problems are. Starvation, underemployment, all of these other things. Mm-hmm. And then, yet, we come from a country where there's a bunch of elitely wealthy. And you think, well, what are their problems? So I wanted to do a topic, maybe a little bit later on the show. We'll discuss it. I say in the 7:30 hour at 631-0899. What are your rich people problems? If you're wealthy, you call us. What are you complaining about in your life? Considering so many, you have so much more than everyone else has. And I especially want to throw this question to say Chopper and Grace here. Hello? Hi, who's this? Good morning.
My name is John.
Hi, John. What's up?
Matagal na kasi akong di nakakatawag. Napansin ko lang, nasa ibang station ka na pala mo.
Huh?
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
TV station, siguro? TV5?
TV, yeah. Diba, guys, 7 ka?
Oh, yeah. What? Well, you know, I've been in ABS for 6 years. I was in GMA for 3, then in GMA for another 3, and now I'm on TV5 for 1. So it really isn't a big deal. It's just job. It's just work.
Oh, my. Yeah. Pero last time na sinabi mo, galit ka dun dali kay Chrissy Permian, but now...
Are you seriously? Seriously, we're asking... Listen, I'm not gonna go through the explanation just for you when we've talked about this countless times a year and a half ago.
Yeah, you are out of the know.
No. Listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, douchebag. People have asked this question a million times a year ago.
Ay nako, hang up with that guy. God.
Hello?
Anyway.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Franco.
Franco, you're on the show, what's up?
Yeah, hi, I just have some questions.
I don't... You go ahead,
okay,
Franco,
go.
Yeah.
You guys are... Oh, wait, listen, our listeners are killing our show right now. You guys.
Yes,
please,
yeah, on.
Let's go.
Get it together.
It's Monday.
It's a Monday morning
sickness. I'm already mad at the technicians. Please don't make me upset at the listeners as well. What do you got, Franco?
Yeah, I just need to ask a question.
Ask the question.
Yeah, because my wife and I are having some fights. Because I was a cheater.
Okay.
And then, really? You know, here's my thing. You know how I always say that girls with deep voices, girls with deep voices are the likely, the more sexual, the wild, the cheating type? It also works for men. Guys with deep voices have a tendency to cheat or be overly sexual because they have higher testosterone levels. I've always been under the impression that guys who have really high voice. How many times have we had this show where a guy would call like, "Hello, Mo, yeah, I've been cheating on my wife." It's always these guys. Hello, Mo. Oh no. No, it's long chuck ako.
Pare, up here.
Apat na anak sa labas. It's always the deep voice guys who cheat because they have higher testosterone levels. Right?
He cheated on his wife with a woman. With a man, rather.
No, Joseph, can you always... Does everything have to be homosexual?
No, it could be. We have had callers on the show.
I know, but obviously this guy is not cheating on his... You're such a weirdo. Magsama na kayo ng mga callers natin. Hello?
Yeah.
All
right, so you're cheating on your wife.
Yeah, now, kasi nalaman niya na nagipag-do ako doon sa mga babae, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, really, Joseph, it's girls. I just want you to know that, by the way. Just in case you're shocked, radio killer. Yes, continue.
And then?
Yeah, now, and then, nagkaroon kami ng confrontation, kami dalawa ng wife ko.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, she's asking me, okay lang sa kanya na patatawarin niya ako, pero she's asking me na kailangan payagan ko rin siyang mag-do sa iba.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a perfect relationship. I love the wife.
Yeah,
this
she's
so
awesome.
Gonna work out.
I like her a lot.
I think she's just speaking out of anger, but...
No, well, maybe, I mean, like, this guy doesn't sound so very handsome.
You know what? Then might as well just break up. What kind of relationship would you guys have? Like, both cheating on each other and justifying it just because the other people, the other person did it?
What's your question, Franco? What's your question?
Yeah, my question is how can I make it safe for her para, di ba? Kasi, if kung papayagan ko siyang ganun, paano kung si...
Do not allow it to!
I know, wait, hold on. Please, finish your statement, quickly.
Well, what I mean is, kung paano ko matatanggap sa sarili ko and then paano ko rin masasabi na safe yung gagawin niya. Hindi siya mapapano or let's say, hindi magiging scandalous yung gagawin niya.
No, it's scandalous in its foundation already because yeah. You and your horniness it created a scandal.
What I mean is yung scandal na I mean, yung mamaya mavideohan siya, di ba?
It is what, you know what? Why don't you bring the guy to your house, have him have sex with your wife in your bed, at least you know it's camera free, and you just deal with the consequences of your actions. Listen, obviously she's not going to do this, dork. And if she did, there's really no future for the both of you. Exactly. There probably isn't a future for the both of you now, you know? But you're an idiot. That's what you guys get. That is, it's the consequences of your actions. And I know it's a double standard. If, oh my gosh, okay, if the guy cheats, girls are gonna forgive or say, okay, I'll give you a second chance. If the girl is the one that cheats, the guy's gonna be, it's gonna be in his head forever. It's just the way it is, man. You messed up. She's giving you some sort of deal, which is not very realistic. I don't think she's gonna really do it. But if she does do it, you guys are done. It's over. And listen, females, this is what I ask from you. This is my New Year's resolution for all of you girls out there. Stop forgiving your husbands for cheating. Please.
No, you have to let you have to forgive them somehow.
No. All of a sudden,
so many marriages would last. Fail.
Okay, well then, and it's in that failure we will learn. Our men will learn that they can't do it. That's how other countries do it. That's how other countries deter crime.
People make mistakes, perhaps.
I don't give a F if they make a mistake. Oh, I made a mistake, I'll kill your brother. Is that a mistake? You're going to forgive me?
Maybe not for killing, but like...
Oh, okay. See? All of a sudden, it's selective.
Let's not condone it and make people think that it's okay.
No, I'm saying females, stop. No, females, stop forgiving your husbands for cheating. Period. Stop it. And then you will see, miraculously, it'll lessen. Because you're getting away with it.
So, I just need to ask a question dun sa sinabi mo na. So, sinasabi mo na don't forgive. No, what do you mean by that?
Mean your ass hits the road.
Kasi maghiwalay na sila, ganun.
That's right.
So, ibig mo sabihin, wala na second chance.
Nope.
Sigurado ka?
You decided...
So, parang sinabi mo, Diyos ka, hindi ka na pwedeng makapag-forgive?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. Do you have a problem with that, sir?
No, I don't have a problem with
because,
that.
Because if you want to bring up the good Lord, it was you who...
Is this, eh. What you're saying is, kapag ka may ginawa sa'yong masama, huwag nang patawarin. Parang ganun, eh. Diba? Once lang ginawa sa'yo, pero huwag
okay,
nang patawarin.
Okay, okay. You tell me this, Franco. When you're standing in the altar, Franco, and you're in front of the Lord, and you go, oh, Lord, guess what? I am not going to cheat on my wife. I will be there for richer and poorer. I will not... break these vows that I put in front of you in this holy sacrament of matrimony. You're telling me that all of a sudden I'm holier than thou because I say you can't? I'm sorry?
You're plastic.
I'm plastic, really. Yeah. Who cheated on the wife?
Hindi, kahit ito lang sabihin ko sa'yo, kung sasabihin mong sa lahat ng taong ganyan, lahat ng tao rito, mag-asawa, kay girlfriend, kay boyfriend pa yan, maghihiwalay, ikaw ang may kasalanan, alam mo ba yun?
Good. Great. I just helped our society.
We should all try to be our society.
Oh my gosh.
I have helped.
What's going on? It's not even a logical argument on your side.
I'm sorry?
Ganito matatratuhin yung mga tumatawag sa'yo.
Yes. Listen, Franco, why are you shocked? Why are you shocked that I don't tolerate cheating?
No, it's not that. Parang sinabi mo kasi na first time nag-cheat. And then, wala na second chance. Parang ganun sinasabi
Franco, if you've been listening
exactly.
to this show... If
you've been what are you talking? That's exactly what
has always
what
been the stand
about.
Of Mo ever no, no. since the beginning it, of this show. Obviously, you have not been listening.
It's not that. I think it's you, Angelicopter, says, parang sinasabi mo, let's make things work muna. So what happened to that?
I'm sorry, are you talking about me or talking about Chopper?
Me or Mo?
No, it's different. We're four different individuals.
We have our own opinions. You've been talking to me.
I believe in forgiveness.
Mojo believes in forgiveness. I don't believe in forgiveness for that. I can forgive you for other things.
What happened to... You sinasabi niyo na, di ba, you should work with the relation first.
No, that is our opinion. Yeah.
No, listen, four of us here. You can work on the relationship if there's a financial problem. You can work on the relationship if there's trust issues. You can work on the relationship if someone's lazy. Work on the relationship if your sex life has declined. You work on a lot of those things. The moment you decide to put your penis in another woman or she sets down another man's naked body, all of a sudden it's over. To me, that is my personal stance on it. Zero policy, zero tolerance policy for cheating.
And you know, there's really something wrong with this, Franco, because you're actually going to allow your wife to sleep with some other
man.
That's
the jacked up thing.
Saying,
you already said it. That was your question earlier. Like,
what?
Sinabi mo na.
No, but you know what? It's even troublesome that you're even considering it as a possibility, that you're even calling our national radio show to ask na, papayagan ko ba siya? Malamang hindi.
But you're considering allowing it just so you'll feel better about yourself for cheating.
Grace, even your husband cheats on you. You forgive him or not?
You'll forgive.
Your husband cheats on you.
I don't think it's going to be possible.
Okay.
It's going to be very, very
difficult.
Chopper,
your husband cheats on you. Will you forgive him?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You see? In generalization,
you see how there's different opinions in the room? Half of us say no, half of us say yes. Franco, why do you have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem because you're just parang sinasabi mo sa sarili ko na para sinasabi mo sa mukha ako na hindi ka na dapat patawarin.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Franco.
So, wag mo sasabihin na ganun.
Bakit?
Kasi parang
don't call this show. You should have called the show a national radio show and ask an opinion of an individual and get upset about it when you know naman the context of this show.
It's not my opinion or it's not the question that I'm asking.
Okay, okay.
You were asking!
No. Listen, okay, you're right. You know what, Franco? You're right. You're asking is about the... Okay.
Kung paano ko gagawing safe, kung paano bang ano, di ba yun yung tinatanong.
Yeah, do not make... That's true. That is true.
Why sleep with someone else?
Franco, I'm telling you... Mo,
twist their answer that.
Hold on, Chopper. One second. I'm sorry?
Mohan answered your question.
Hindi na asawa ko, di ba? Parang hindi naman yun ang question ko eh. Dude, maging realistic ka. Yung question, sagutin mo. Wag
sinagot na!
Chopper, Grace. Chopper, don't argue back with volume. You argue with substance, please.
Sinagot ni Mohan yung tanong mo kanina. Sinabi nga niya that if you want your wife to have sex with a guy, make it safe for her. Do it in your bedroom so there's no cameras, there's no tapes, whatever. Sinagot niya yung tanong mo.
And then I went on to put you on hold and tell all the females across the planet who listen to this show of ours to please stop forgiving your husbands for cheating. Please. You know why? We have a cheating problem in our society. How many times have we taken phone calls from men who are saying they're cheating? How many phone calls did I get on Thursday of last week from females whose husbands are not coming home, whose husbands are cheating on them? It's because you guys are tolerating it. It's not tolerated in other countries.
That's true.
And you know why? Because they'll take half of your money. So guess what? All of a sudden, another woman's vagina isn't so appealing when half of your money is gone.
Yes. Which is the reason why maybe we should legalize divorce.
I don't get you why you guys can't understand that I have zero tolerance for this stuff.
He's obviously not an avid listener.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, who's this?
Hey, Chopper and Grace. Don't stick with volume. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, good, especially good. You, Chopper.
I step back. I got carried away.
Yeah, I have a different question, and it's not a personal question. My question is, do you think Charlie Sheen is irreplaceable? Because I'm with this Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. For that TV show, Charlie Sheen is irreplaceable. You know what's funny? Because they just came out with an energy drink the other day called Tiger Blood.
Oh, okay.
Which is awesome.
Tiger Blood?
Yeah, it's great.
Winning.
Yeah, he's irreplaceable for that show. But, you know, so is a lot of people for a lot of programs. Like, it's like saying, is House irreplaceable for House? Of course. The show has to go if he goes.
It's like Mo saying he's irreplaceable for Good Times.
Yeah,
Mo.
If I'm gone, the show's gone. But guess what? You'll replace it with another one. No problem.
No, it's not going to be the same show.
It's not going to be the same show. Exactly. Completely different concept, completely different title.
You'd have to change the name and all that. Yeah.
But basically, you know, he is that program.
That's right. You got it.
All right.
Thank you, Mo.
No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Very interesting.
Hello? Caller? No?
Tiger Blood energy drink.
Energy drink. It's awesome. Magic, hello.
Hello?
Hi, there you are. Who's this?
Hi, Eman.
Eman, what's up?
Hey, nothing. It's just a great way to start your morning.
Turn off your radio, please.
Yeah, Eman, can you get your radio off, please?
There.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, what a way to start your Monday morning. So.
Thank you, Eman.
Yeah. Bumped my blood up, so.
I'm sorry?
Pumped his blood.
Yeah, get your brains working. Get your, I don't hate that guy, Franco. I really don't. I actually admire the fact that he got on air and you know, debated with us. It's actually kind of nice and stuff like that. I mean, he reminded me of Mojo at a time.
Actually,
he's completely wrong, but he still believes in what he wants. I'm sorry, what?
I don't even want to argue because I don't want to get yelled at, but the thing is,
now I'm so
we should be preaching forgiveness.
No, because there are other times. The problem with you is you're the biggest hypocrite in the world.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Yes, you are. You're wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy.
Yes, you are. You're what is it called? A pancake flopper? Is that what they call it?
I'm not a pancake flopper.
Is that what it's called? Pancake flopper? Is that what it's called?
No, offense sitter.
No, when you're a politician and then you flop opinions.
I'm not sure that.
Whatever, anyway. But that's what you are.
No.
All right, anyway, sir.
Nothing. I just want to say hi and good morning.
Okay.
Yeah, Grace and
thank you.
And Chopper.
Sure.
Hi, good morning. Have a great day ahead.
Hello? Nice call. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what do you got?
I just want to say good morning. And
guys, enough with the good morning. Thank you. As much as we appreciate the phone calls, you have to have something to bring on the show or else we're just going to take 22 million phone calls of good mornings. Come on, Mike. Give me something, buddy. What do you got?
No, I was just wondering as well, how do you bear with all these, I'd say, cultured attitude, and also at night when you handle a lot of questions. I mean, don't you ever get tired of that?
I get tired, like my brain gets tired from giving advice. But I don't get tired of people like disagreeing. I encourage disagreeing and stuff like that, so at least we can get a lot of different sides of the coin or the argument. But I do get tired from a lot of the questions, and I get tired a lot of the cheating questions because it makes me feel worse and worse. It makes me analyze my own relationship, like will my wife eventually cheat on me, because it seems like every single relationship. I mean, the people, like, I have friends of mine where their marriage looks so amazing, and if they ever cheated on each other, the world must end. And guess what? They cheated on each other. You know, and it's like, my God, is this what we are as a society? Is this what we are as a country? Where we're supposed to be ultra-religious and all of this and that and all this, but yet no one cares about being faithful to their wife and their husband? It drives me crazy. I get tired of hearing those stories.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if I were in your position, I would get tired as well. But it's a good thing that you don't take it personally.
No, definitely. No way. No way. No, like if that guy came in here, I'd totally shake his hand.
Tell Angelicopter and Gracie and just to relax. You know, don't take it personal. I think they take it more personally than you do. So.
Well, they're more emotional. They're girls.
I guess
that's what they are. You know, that's what they do. But thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. You know, here's something that's irritating me right now.
What?
Okay, so the big earthquake in Japan, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend. And on Twitter, there is this tweet that's going around that is driving me crazy.
Why?
Guys, the U.S., in the United States, on 9/11 of 01, they had as many deaths as the Japanese had when their earthquake was 3/10/11. If you add 9/11 of 01 plus 3/10/11, it becomes 12/21 of 12, which is the last day of the Mayan calendar. Woo, creepy. I'm like, oh my God. Really? Really? You're taking the World Trade Center, which is a terrorist attack, and then you're going to mess around with the calendar dates and add it to the Japanese earthquake and make it the last day Mayan calendar.
That all fit on Twitter?
Yeah. People are like,
thank God for
people are like, our team. Oh my God, this is so creepy. You guys are morons.
I did not get this tweet.
Celebrities are tweeting it to each other. I'm like, I can't believe it's
going
on.
I wonder who started
it. Well, if celebrities are tweeting it to each other.
It's unbelievable.
What do you expect?
No, they're getting it from other people. It's crazy.
Yeah, but they're retweeting it.
I don't understand. Hold on. Everyone, this Mayan calendar nonsense, please don't believe in this stuff.
The earthquake
that happened on Friday, so unfortunate, and our hearts
it
go
is.
Out to
definitely.
All the Japanese
yes.
people. And you know, I really wish, I mean, of all the countries that it could happen to, at least it happened to the one that, you can never be prepared for it, but they're most prepared for
something like that.
I
think so,
and
too.
They're going to lose 10,000 people, but we would have lost 10 million. You know?
Actually,
and
right now, they're just looking at death toes to about 40,000.
Oh,
because
gosh,
there are about 30,000 people missing, and they're all assuming that they're dead.
Washed
so,
away or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah, and as much as horrible as an incident as it is, please, people, it's not the end of the world. This is not a sign that something's going to happen. There have been 5 mass extinctions in the known history of the world. That's the known history of the world. That's the 25, that's the few thousands of years that we know about. Yet our planet is a billion years old. So let's do the math. If we only know, say we know how many years of the planet do we know? Exactly. In known
probably
history.
About,
let's say 5,000. 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000.
Say 3,000.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because even before 3,000, we're all still guessing.
Okay. In 3,000 years, we know for sure there have been about 5 mass extinctions in the known history of the world.
Some
asteroid, ice age, you know, things like that,
yes,
right? But yet the planet is a billion years old, right?
Exactly.
So if in 3,000 years we know 5 things, imagine how many things have happened to our planet in its true full form. Lots. Bigger earthquakes, bigger asteroids, bigger ice age, bigger mass extinction stuff. So this was unfortunate, and it is. But please don't think into it like it's the world is going to end or that the Mayan calendar is in. It is horrible and sad, but it is not uncommon, and neither is it a huge – it's not a big deal in terms of Mother Nature.
I remember
what makes it a huge deal is that in these volatile areas, they're occupied by people, and people will die because we are overpopulated. So we have to build in places that are going to rupture, and they're going to shake, and our buildings are going to fall, and cars are going to slam, and boats are going to be turned over. And that's the way it's going to be because we have a lot of people in this world. But this, the earthquake 8.9, huge, huge, huge earthquake, but not a big deal when it comes to Mother Nature because the Earth has taken more. It is not the end of the world, people.
It's not, thank goodness.
It's not.
So I thought it was.
No, has
take your
Mayan, all of us.
Take your Mayan calendar.
We can all
wipe your ass with
at night.
It, please.
I was gonna go shopping and everything, you know.
But you know what? Talking about how, you know, Japan probably is the most prepared when it comes to natural disasters like this, which is related to earthquakes. I was watching the video, and I know we're all kind of glued to, you know, our local TV news networks or CNN. And you know how, like, the first wave of tsunami came in, and then there were a lot of cars on the flyover? And did you guys notice how, you know, if that happened here, we would all be like, you know, magulo na, I mean, making U-turns, and we'll all be, you know, tangled up. But did you notice how the cars made U-turn one by one?
When I was
watching that, I was like, there are big waves coming in, and there are like huge boats that is coming in and bumping into all these buildings, and then like the people on the bridge making U-turns one by one. And I was watching this like, wow. I mean, if this happened anywhere else, this will not happen. People will all get, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we, gosh, I don't know, do we wait for our R's or whatever? Maybe we just learn from how other people take it, but whatever.
I was amazed with the discipline of their country. I mean, that how they handle the situation.
Even in there's still. Right. Yeah.
Magic, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mitch.
Hi, Mitch, what's going on?
I heard about Franco, the caller earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my husband thinks he's a retard.
Really?
Yeah.
Winning.
And it's a bit Mo about
I don't
it.
Think he's alone.
I'm sorry, excuse me, ma'am, what'd you say?
I salute you about what you said.
Well, thank you.
I think all women now really love Mohan Gumat.
No, I'm not.
It's just being honest.
Well, and not that. I mean, come on. Have you seen kids of broken families and all that?
Yes, I families. Am from a broken family.
And kids who are from families where their parents didn't care about anything else but cheating on their wives. They grow up to be a-holes.
Yeah.
So as much as possible, please try to live a clean marriage. Just for the future, you know? I mean, it's just for a better society.
I know.
Right?
It's a work every day.
Listen, guys. Guys, don't get married.
It's fine. It's the end of the world anyway. So.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can I greet my husband?
Ugh.
Hello?
Yeah. She was still in though.
Quickly.
It's great already.
Quickly.
Yes. Hi to George Librando. I love you.
Yes.
Right, bye. I just didn't take a shower. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, your name?
Yeah, Mo, I just have a question.
Go.
How come those people that have nothing to say could easily connect, but those people that have something to say aren't able to connect?
I'm sure that's what everyone thinks.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. I was looking at something. What did he say?
Everyone who has nothing better to say can get through the phone lines, but then people who has something better to say can't get through. I'm sure every caller out there who can get through our phone lines are thinking that I have better thing to say.
That's because there's no God.
See, I told you that's what he was going to say. I had it.
Sorry.
Maybe Jesus is crying right now.
Okay, anyway, continue.
Anyway, I just have to ask, I think, hello?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, I think some ABP or someone should give you an award or something. Because
I'm never going to win an award.
You know why?
Don't say never.
You said it before that our show will never win an award because...
No, it's because of being a pioneer of stuff like that, the talk show in the radio, the podcast or something, because... Whenever you're gone, I always switch to a different station because the good times with Mo is no longer a good time with no Mo is not there.
Right.
Oh. So when I switch the station, I notice that almost all the stations are doing the same format they're doing right now.
Well, I missed that.
Sorry. Thank you. That's a nice compliment, and I appreciate it very much.
Okay, that's all. Good morning.
Have a good day.
We should start our own awards show.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, why don't we start giving out awards too?
Yeah.
To other DJs.
Oh.
Yes.
Hello? Magic? No?
Hi,
who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Oh my god. Hello? I hung up on the wrong guy. Hello? Still there?
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. What's up?
Yeah, this is Leo.
Leo, last caller before the break. What do you got?
Okay, I agree with the first caller. When you're not there, sometimes the show... It seems like I'm listening to an AM radio with all.
Well, it's a lot of preaching that Joseph would like to do about his little.
Listeners understand, you need, it's like any show, you need a protagonist and an antagonist. And naturally, I'm not one to preach about breaking up with your wife or sleeping with whomever you feel like.
No. Your conversations, the substance of your conversations. Is what they're saying.
Well, any one of us is missing.
You know,
the show naman suffers talaga.
I listen to Mojo and Gracie and Chopper. They're all superb people. And, my hats are off to them.
Oh,
but anyway, the reason I called is because you were talking about tweets regarding Japan and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, this sounds preposterous, but it's tweetable. Do you think that the whales are on the revenge?
The whales?
Whales are taking a revenge.
Whales?
In Japan is whale hunting society.
How about the dolphins? Let's count them in also.
No, I don't think the whales and the
dolphins.
I talked to a whale yesterday and he told me.
I don't think the whales have and the tectonic plates and all that stuff have a deal going on.
I don't think the whales and dolphins got together and started flipping their fins.
I'm sorry,
to
what?
That way.
The tsunami. I went out there in the middle of the Pacific.
Let's
went,
swim.
Let us pound our tails and tsunami Japan.
That's right.
Yeah, but I know it's very preposterous.
And the cocks that we use to fight with. They're getting back at us because we have typhoons.
Yeah,
they made a deal with the typhoon gods. No, that would
the
be
the typhoon god is Mohan.
That would be beyond preposterous.
Yes, and it's not tweetable.
Tweet
okay,
bread probably.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, thank you.
Okay, thank
have
you.
A good day.
Good time should you.
All right, bye bye.
Say hello to the whales.
I could have sworn somebody said, "How do people have nothing to say again on the show?"
Yeah,
something said a little while ago. Taking a break back after this, don't go away.
Good times with Mo Twister. Grace Lee and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Hindi ako magpapatalo.
Ubugbog sa dry cough? Magbutamarid citrate Sinigon Forte.
Itong katapat mo.
Absorb agad. Hinto ang ubo. Relax ang bronchial tubes. Hihinga ka ng maluwag. Knockout ang ubo. Ginhawa agad. Butamarate citrate is the generic name of Sinigon Forte. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Hey, Rian, do you like bananas?
Do I? I like watch bananas with pajamas every day. I also listen to the banana song and share pictures of banana boats with my friends. I even bought banana rana albums. I research about banana kicks, banana kicks.
Whatever you're into, nothing beats enjoying internet in your home. So get PLDT My DSL. Its ultra-fast connection lets you stream videos, download albums, and enjoy everything on the web.
Cool. I bet you also like banana hats, huh?
No. That's just weird. Enjoy PLDT MyDSL's awesome triple play service at home, starting at plan 990, with unlimited DSL, free watchpad, and its new channels. Subscribe now at myworldmydsl.com.
Car maintenance costs money and more money. Maintenance costs is a killer. Escape by going fast with Nissan's Go Fast. Go for free auto service today. Your first 2 years of periodic maintenance service is free. We say again, 2 years of maintenance absolutely free with Nissan's Go Fast. Buy the Nissan Navara, Urban Estate, or Urbanist paid now and get your first 2 years of periodic maintenance service free. Go fast, save more. Go for Nissan's free auto service today.
Start the year right with Nissan. Limited offer only. Promo is extended until March 31, 2011. For DTI permit number 0262, series of 2011.
Anak, look, this is your picture during graduation.
That dress is so nice, no? And this is you and me together. Oh, look at this. This is you, me, and Dad. This is you and your friends. With your teachers. This is my picture taking your picture. And this is Dad taking my picture, taking your picture. And this is a picture of the photographer taking pictures.
You can cut your printing costs by up to 50% versus other inkjets and get more original quality printouts so you can keep those pictures coming. It's the new HP Ink Advantage system. Changing the system changes everything. HP. Hit print affordably. To find out more, visit www.hp.com/ph.
Get an original HP Ink cartridge for only 390 pesos. Visit your nearest computer shop today.
Piola Pascual and Casey Concepcion.
Our closest friends didn't know.
Ang daming nagulat.
Pero syempre.
Happy kami. So happy rin sila.
Piolo and Casey. Umami na pagdating sa corn tuna, mas masarap ang century. Dahil siksik at malaman, di malabsa, with up to 30% less fat than other brands. Only from the country's number one tuna.
Now everyone is convinced.
Boy, tinapakitin kita.
Of course. Kasi for me, wala nang sasarap pa.
Sa century corn tuna.
Taste the century corn tuna difference. Dahil century quality tuna, mapapaamin ka rin sasarap.
Do you know your plasma TV?
Well,
a plasma TV lets you enjoy beautiful images deeper than deep black. With its high contrast ratio, a wide 178-degree viewing angle, so you can watch from practically anywhere in the room, except from the back of the TV, of course, and watch for so long it won't even hurt your eyes. And you can note the fact that plasma TVs practically last a lifetime. Enjoy watching high-speed sports action, be it basketball, football, baseball, or tennis, with its 600-hertz sub-field drive, minus video drag, plus the fact that Panasonic plasma TVs provide you with the latest and top-of-the-line 3D viewing experience, right in the comfort of your home. So why plasma TVs? Because there's nothing quite like it, especially if it's from Panasonic.
Pag dinedmang skin allergy, pwedeng maging
infection, skin asthma, eczema.
Mag-alert agad with Intra-Allergy Shield. Sangga ang allergy mula loob hanggang labas.
Allergy?
Ala na!
Basta allergy. Alerta. Loratadine is the generic name of Alerta. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Okay, Carla, record na tayo. Rolling.
Alam mo ba, sa shooting or sa recording, pag may nagkalat, may take 2, pwedeng take 3. Pero pag yung whitening cream ang nagkalat sa bag, naku, wala nang take 2 yan. Messy na lahat. Buti na lang, may bagong no-mess sachet na ang Ponds. Resealable na siya. I can twist the cap to whiten and twist it again para itago. For only 20 pesos. That's why for me, Carla Avellana, Ponds White Beauty no-mess sachet lang ang lagi kong dala. Ay... Sorry, pwedeng take 2.
New Ponds No Mess Sachet for only 20 pesos. Available in pinkish white and detox spotless white. Based on SRP.
Kahit love ni Bimbi and sweets.
My mama moy.
No, Bimbi. Hindi pwede kasi pag nasanay sa sobrang tamis early, dala hanggang paglaki.
I need a please, mama.
Yes, Bimbi. Ang milk niya, Nira 3 Plus. It has more milk, less sugar. Love pa niya ang lasa.
Look at me, mom. Remind on the Lord.
Aww. Mug Nido 3 Plus and see the difference. From Nestle.
Nido 3 Plus is not a breast milk substitute. Breast milk is the best for babies up to 2 years and beyond.
Go for more milk, less sugar. See the difference with Nido 3 Plus. From Nestle.
And Curtis for L'Oreal Paris.
Girls, say no to hair problems. Mug new L'Oreal Paris Total Repair 5. Repairs the top 5 Filipino hair problems. At ngayon, nakasashay na. 450 lang. Kaya pati presyo, hindi problema. New L'Oreal Paris Total Repair 5 in sachet, because every Filipina's break.
Price based on SRP.
If ever you feel the need for fun that's real, the real world.
fast shopping deals. You'll find them here.
It's that time of the year once again when the hunt is on for great deals. The S&R Members Treat. Buy one, take one. Huge, huge discounts from March 16 to 20, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's not too late to grab a great deal at the S&R Members Treat. Be a member today.
S&R Members Treat Shopping. Every day.
S&R Members Treat for DTI NCR permit number 1485 series of 2011.
Girls, here's one tip to make your guy save those three magic words all for you. Stand out from the 5-6 girls that have crushes on him. Use Skin White Classic Face Cream. For just 7 pesos, get 7 grams to give you the beautiful blush white skin you love in 7 days. That's the beauty package. So now, he'll think of you every 6-5 seconds, do everything for you, and say those three words to you, letting you know you're his one true love. Fall in love with Skin White for the beautiful blush white skin you love. 7 pesos lang, meron ka ng 7 grams of Skin White Classic Face Cream to get the beautiful blush white skin you love in 7 days. Based on SRP.
Mommy, natapa ako.
Oh, anak, bakit?
Pagdating sa sugat, you need something better.
Huh? Oh, kiss the awi, ha?
Better than a kiss.
Hugasan natin, anak. Wash na datuhod, ha? Wash na.
Better than soap and water.
Mas lalagyan natin ng alcohol.
Better than alcohol. Betadine. With triple killing power that gets rid of bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Kaya he feels better agad. Betadine. The better wound medicine. Povidone iodine is the generic name of Betadine 10% wound solution. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Three ways to tell the world that you're now in a relationship. Through text.
Got the hot date.
Smiley.
Calls.
Hello, Anna. Sorry, I got a girlfriend na eh.
And through shout out on Facebook, straight from your phone.
Date na ako!
Lahat yan meron sa Smart Buddy All in 20. Unlimited text, smart to smart. 20 texts to other networks. Plus, 20 minutes of smart to smart calls or mobile internet. Share it the way you want to for only 20 pesos. Register now. Text 20 to 6415. See flyers for details. Promo runs until May 17, 2011 per DTI NCR permit number 1555, series of 2011.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Hey, back on the program here. It's hour number two as we breeze through this Monday morning, 7-11 on the clock here. Some announcements before we get back to the show. We're always on the go, always rushing, living such a fast-paced life that everything we do, we actually catch up, actually catches up to us rather than the other way around. Like going online to check our social networking accounts or IM or tweet. We don't rush to work or rush home to check our computers or laptops anymore. We have all of that with our phones. But sometimes we have this hesitation, even if we are itching to surf online with our phones. Just those quick scans of what's happening in the online world, we have this notion that it's going to cost a lot just to surf for a few minutes. And so Smart Buddy comes down from the heavens to give prepaid subscribers an affordable way to have mobile internet. It's called the Piso Surf. You can now tweet or change your status message on Facebook all you want while on the road, eating, brushing your teeth. Social networking sites. I'm sorry, you can also check other people's status online. Go to other social networking sites that you can skim or scan through every minute of every day. So if it's your habit, check on Twitter, FB, or whatnot. You can enjoy as low as what peso per minute rates on our mobile internet use. Now, even you only have 10 pesos and you can below that left. Even if you only have 3 pesos, you can still afford to go online and tell the world anything and everything. So the next time you're going to go out and use your mobile internet in a snap, check out Smart Buddy's Piso Surf. Again, it's low as 1 peso per minute. Check m.smart.com.ph/PisoSurf for more info. You can check my tweets anywhere you go. So here's to worry-free surfing. Additional good news is that this promo is extended until the 30th of April 2011 for DTI NTR permits 8259 series of 2011.
Say guys, good morning to Arlen of Immigration and also to my friend Jeroma. He's on his way with his classmates to Manawa. Just hoping you guys graduate very, very soon. Thank you so much, Dr. Vicky Bello. You can call them up at 819-BELLO. You know, I try their buddy scrub on a monthly basis, and it's wonderful. You should definitely call them up and book it for yourself, especially now that summer is coming up and you want to get that perfect tan after graduation. It will be a perfect procedure for all of you guys out there. And laser hair removal, painless pa. So remove all the hair out of your body without having to suffer through all the pain.
They have a promo on that. They have 30% discount now. Wow. So buy the whole lot.
What's this for? Laser
hair removal.
Oh, okay. It was tattoo
removal. For summer.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
We don't want little spiders popping out of your bikinis.
631-0899 is our phone number. 1-800-10-KILLER-B. If you're in the provinces, give us a call. Let's get yourself on the radio. Let's talk to this guy who's got a question for us this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Thanks for being on hold for such a long time. What do you got?
All right. I have a question. I'm a teacher, and a disciplinary teacher as well. Mm-hmm. And last week, our students took the NAT exam for the deaf ed.
The National Scholastics, something like that.
Exam? Yeah. And you know, we're in an international school, so most of the students really don't. They felt like the exam is not really important for them.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. there were students were reported caught cheating.
All right.
And two of the students of ours are under a scholarship program.
Ooh.
Scholarship program.
Two of the cheaters.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Fun.
So the counselors as well as I and the teachers involved have been debating whether to bring it up to the
administration.
We're afraid that, you know, they're going to lose their scholarship. Because if you look at it through what they have done, grade-wise, you know, they have overachieved. Not just from the standard of maintaining their scholarship.
So why would they cheat then?
Joseph, I thought you were going to forgive them.
No, the thing is, you know, it's not hypocrisy. You know, for every consequence, for every action, there is a consequence that must be done, but you can still forgive them.
Here's the thing, Teach. You don't want to, you're worried that if you bring it up to the admin, that they're going to lose their scholarships, kuwawa naman sila, because they are rather smart, and maybe they made a mistake, and losing a scholarship is such a huge blow to someone's life who probably couldn't afford the tuition, but can get through it with their grades. So that's your worry.
Yeah.
Kuwawa naman sila. You remove the scholarship, bud. Because being a scholar is not just be having good grades. It's really being a good person, being a good citizen, stuff like that. I mean, a scholarship program, you know. There are other kids out there that could use the free tuition and are better people.
Right.
Now, have all of us cheated one way or the other? Yeah, kind of. I mean, I wasn't a big cheater in school. I was not very generous with homework or tests and stuff like that. But if I got caught cheating, I would hope you guys would reconsider. But I would understand if you pulled it. And I say pulled it.
Pull it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Because if you pull, say you pull the scholarship, right? Does that leave open the scholarship to give to another student?
Yes.
I think that happened before with another student. What they did is they gave him a chance to, you know, redeem himself and.
No.
Appeal for the scholarship. That's what I heard.
I don't always want to compare the Philippines to other countries, but let's compare them to successful countries, right? Countries like let's take a Singapore for example, right? Which is our neighbor. You get caught cheating there on a scholarship. I don't know their school system, but I know they'll pull your ass. I know that.
And education.
I know that in the U.S. it's over for you. If you're caught plagiarizing, you're gone, done.
Yeah.
Over.
Yes.
You know, in our university also, plagiarism is not tolerated. You automatically fail that class of yours.
No. In other countries, you're gone from the school, period.
Oh, like,
you're expelled. Absolutely.
Plagiarism is really...
But check what the scope of the test is about, because, like, if it was a standardized test in the U.S. or whatever, you wouldn't... This is only speaking from example. I'm not bringing it up because it's a foreign country. But you won't be expelled, but your test will be counted as void. Since this,
but they're scholarship students, though. You know, if you're paying tuition, fine. Your test is void. Take it again, or you get penalized 10%. If we're paying your tuition that we could give to someone else who is a better person than you are, you pull it and you give it to someone else.
You pull the plug. I understand, and I totally agree with that also.
Come on, Teach. You gotta pull the plug. Remove it.
There's so many other deserving out there as well. I'm not saying this person's not deserving because he's not smart, but he cheated, so.
Yeah. It's hard on me because these kids are, I'm also their head coach, so it's kind of hard on me. But, I'm just basically just listening to what others are saying, and it's been a long weekend for me trying to figure out, you know, what to do.
Yeah, you know, and I understand that because obviously we have no emotional connection to these people. They're as black and white as just anything on paper for us. So to me, and because of that, we can objectively say you yank their scholarship away because you don't tolerate that in a school, especially if it's free education. If he was paying for his tuition, it's a different story. If you want to forgive a little bit, fine. You want to help him out because say you're close to them, fine. That happens. It's like when you're on the road. If I get pulled over by the MMDA or something like that, if he says, "You know, sir, I'll give you a chance," I'm like, "Well, thank you."
Exactly.
Even though it's my fault, but it's different if you're paying for that stuff.
All right.
And someone else could benefit for it. Someone else who's a little bit more honest can benefit.
I mean, there is a consequence to every action, and I think in this case, cheating is no exception. And especially if this is gonna open up an opportunity pa.
Bakit eh? Sino ka? Diyos ka? Ha? Diyos? Ha?
Diyos ka ba?
Ha? Ha? Sabihin mo yan sa mukha ko na Diyos ka? Sige, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for advice.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Get over it, huh?
Hello? Caller?
Hey, they're just being Monday people.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lee.
Hi, Lee. What's up, babe?
Hi. I need an advice from you guys.
Sure, go.
I promise I'm not going to judge you like what the other caller
No
did.
Worries. You can if you want to.
We'll probably judge you.
You can if you want to. In the end, we're the one with the hang-up button. All right.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, and so I've been with this guy for like 6 years.
Dump him. Okay, go.
And then?
Yeah. Go.
So, and then I went to the States for vacation, and then suddenly I bumped into an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so what he did was he turned me around the city.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then after that, it was okay. And then when I went back to the Philippines, he still tried to contact me. He still talked and that.
Okay,
and
oh, Sorry. Here's the question we asked. Did you tell your boyfriend, your current boyfriend, that your ex-boyfriend toured you around the city?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
I told him about it.
Wow.
Because I haven't seen this guy for like 9 years.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I guess it was okay. It was like, he was my boyfriend when I was in college.
All right.
So there, and then... So up until now, he's been trying to call me, and then he told me that he'll be coming around to visit, I think, September. So that's actually my problem. What am I going to do? Like, am I going to take him out? I'm just confused.
Are you really just friends lang?
Does your boyfriend know about it? That's a big question here.
Well, my boyfriend knows that he's coming back, so he was asking me, so are you going to meet up with him?
Right.
So I was like, I told him that, you know, I don't think it's bad for me to take him out. It's like, I'm just returning the favor, because that's what he did when I was back in the
city. Your boyfriend. About it. If your boyfriend's okay about
then
it, who are we to tell you that it's not?
Bring your boyfriend.
Yeah, but you remember our stand on going out with other guys and then having a little bit of alcohol?
Yep.
Yeah. Don't be alone.
You go out, you drink, you're screwed. So you take out your boyfriend with him, all right?
All
right. Wow, you have a very lenient boyfriend.
I know.
I want to take that nonsense. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bitch, get a tour guide.
Call Carlos and Glenn or something.
Oh, my.
Magic, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Paul.
Paul, lower your radio, please, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
No worries. Ooh.
Yeah. Did you call about that guy, Franco?
All right, this is the last call we'll take about the instant celebrity that we made. And again, I'm going to ask you one more time. Paul, you got to turn off the radio.
Off the radio, please.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, what do you got?
Well, the problem with us Filipinos is we don't have discipline.
Paul?
And, yeah.
Paul, what part of off are we not getting on the same page here?
Sorry. In the car, sorry.
I know. Off. Off, please. OFF. Thank you.
Is it okay?
Yes, go.
Yeah, so just wanted to call about that guy, Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem with those Filipinos is we don't have discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why a lot of people, when they get reprimanded or scolded, they kind of react a different way.
Yeah, is it part of the bahala na attitude, or not really, but kind of related to that? The whole, you know, pasensya na lang po, ganito lang yung talaga. You know, we have that instead of actually putting the law down and maybe the lack of discipline. I don't know what it is really. That's why I mean, in every aspect, whether it be this teacher who wants to know if we should forgive a student who's getting a free ride of tuition, or someone who has a cheating husband. It's no cheating. You cheat, cheat there, you end up cheating on your taxes, you end up cheating on this, you end up cheating on that, because in all aspects of society, in your life, people are letting you off.
Yeah.
You know, it goes with even like our politicians and stuff like that. I mean, oh, okay, yeah, all of the politicians are all corrupt, so we're just going to go ahead and pick the lesser of the evil. No! You pick the non-evil. You know? I don't know if it's realistic or I'm living in some sort of utopia, but I think it starts a little bit with not tolerating cheating in school and cheating in your life and cheating in other little things. And actually, you know, it kind of spreads, and we're not going to tolerate cheating in our businesses and in our government and all. Yes. I don't know. You know, maybe it does. It's worth a shot.
It's a mindset. Totally agree. Have to get into.
It's worth a shot.
I agree.
Totally all right.
Agree.
Anything else you want to add, Paul?
Yeah, I just want to say again to that Franco, you know, don't get too bothered by these things. I mean, he's taking it too seriously.
Well, that's a kid's life. Come on.
Yeah.
What kid?
And
those children, the reason why
he's talking about the marriage. Okay. Dude. Let's not talk about the cheating school thing. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Just want to call and say, you know, we guys are disciplined and, you know, that's how you react towards these things a lot.
Yeah, gotcha. Thanks, man. Okay. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, one last call and a song here. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's
Hello.
This? Yep.
Yeah, this is Dan. Good
Dan,
morning.
What do you got?
Yeah, you became this kind of hotline for advisors.
Yes, we have been. This is what our show has been kind of
it's
just
like
molded into. Yeah,
yeah. It's on a touch dial.
But don't worry, I have a change of topic coming up right after you.
Yeah, all right. So how about career advice?
Go.
I have this career opportunity from a big industry to a smaller one, but it's a promotion and a bigger pay.
Yeah.
So my dilemma is, am I going to leave this big industry for an unknown small company?
Yeah, it's a risk because what if the company doesn't succeed and stuff like that? Just as long as you resign in good terms, you can always, I think, to get your job back at the big industry or at least a rival company. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like every employee hasn't worked in one or two companies before. You'll actually look for that kind of experience. If I saw you on your resume that you both worked in small business and big business, it kind of works out. It kind of works out to your advantage in terms of work experience and things that you've had to do. You're going to manage a smaller company. You've come from a bigger company. If that doesn't work out, you can always go back.
Yeah,
I mean, in the end, if it's going to pay you a better sum and you're going to advance in your ability and
yes.
And in your, what's this, your job description, that's it's not like you're going to die in this small company as well, right? You're not going to do this for 30 years or 40 years. You might jump into another one. At least then you have a resume that shows a little bit more
versatility.
Versatility. So do it, man, especially if it's going to pay you more money.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries.
If it's going to help you reach your full potential, go for it.
All right, let's get to some music here, and then I have some topics to talk about. Ooh, they're all so interesting. It's 7:26 here. My name is Mo. This here on my left is Grace Lee. Jellicopter. Mojo
Hi.
Jojo. Till 9 o'clock with Alicia Keys.
Be
the world. Famous Magic 89.9 at 7:30 with Alicia Keys and No One. Phone number 631-0899-1800-10KILLERY as well if you're in the provinces. Good morning to all the major cities that listen to us. We appreciate that you are part of our show this morning and really every day here. All right. Earlier we talked about it. What are some of your rich people problems? I'm just going to be rubbing it in.
Rich people problems?
Rich people problems.
I've seen a lot of drug problems. Like whether it's sleeping pills,
I'm looking more for
relying on all these.
Okay, we'll take those. We'll take the heavy ones. Like
what, more shallow ones?
Yeah, more shallow, more just for comedy. Well,
all right.
What are some of your rich people problems? Like, gosh, you know, my Dr. Dre Beats headphones, I don't like it when they're, you know, I don't know. It could be anything. The more shallow, I guess, the funnier. But we can take the serious stuff as well. Maybe pregnancy at 15 or whatever the hell you guys do. But
This is something funny.
Yeah, 631-0899. A lot of problems out there in society. And usually it's because it's related or linked to poverty and whatnot. But what are the rich people
here
complaining about
in the morning? I'm not saying anything to the girls here, but this is something you'd never hear from from poor people. It's out of stock. You're having a problem. Like, oh, it's out of stock. We're not in stock.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so
Grace has a problem.
Grace,
today.
What's your rich girl
problem? What's
your
problem,
Grace?
What's
your problem? She has a problem this morning, and she was telling me.
Was this, I heard, so was it birth control pills?
No!
I couldn't. What?
No.
Grace has a new boyfriend.
I don't have a new boyfriend.
She's been looking at wedding headdresses, though.
I was looking at hairstyles, not
Grace, time out. Yes, everybody in the station knows you have a new boyfriend. When are you going to introduce him on air?
I do not have a new boyfriend.
You are scared to tell us about him.
I am.
And all our bosses know about it. All of us know about it. Everybody knows about it.
Okay,
I'm open to dating.
You
and I'm
are dating,
a
guy.
Some guys.
Yes.
I've been
guys.
No. Like I've been, you know, like
from one to five.
You know, my friend.
Let me guess. Is he poor? That's right.
Marisha, some poor pro bowl.
I heard him talking about it's something out of stock.
Yeah.
No,
we were talking about something Kanina this morning.
She has a rich girl problem, and
yeah, her
and
how
do you?
Wait,
we share the same problem.
No.
Can you guys get to it?
Her problem is she has two designer shoes. And she has to sell one kasi pareho dalawa.
Aww.
Maling size yung isa.
Sorry.
And what is it? YSL?
Now I feel so horrible.
YSL? Is it the YSL shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, rich girl. So, kuwawa ka naman.
But let's go. Ako walang problema.
Let's go to the people. Hello?
Problema ko.
Hello? 631-0899. Magic, hello.
Hello?
Hi, we're talking rich people problems. What's your problem?
The problem kapag rich
No. I need rich people to call the show.
No. So only poor people, yeah. Don't call.
Poor people? Sorry. Sorry.
Oh my
Sorry.
God, that is horrible.
No, really? No, it is. Poor people, save your load.
Rich
people.
Oh!
Call the program. You might make line lang.
Okay.
All right, who's this? What do you got? Come on, give me a rich guy problem.
Yun nga, kapag kasi dun sa part namin, parang isa ako sa mga medyo may kaya.
Ano daw?
Isa ako sa medyo may kaya.
Okay, go.
So kapag kanyari magkakainuman, ganyan, inaasahan nila na ako para tumanlihin.
Yeah,
ganyan.
That sucks, man.
So parang,
the bill comes to you, no?
Okay lang naman sa akin, pero dapat kahit konting share lang, pero gusto nila tapos after pa nun, kakain pa, kunyari Burger King, ganyan.
Mabuhay
so parang hassle talaga.
Pinainom mo lang ka, pinakain mo pa sa Burger King.
Wala ka naman magawa.
Wala, dali mo nila sa Paris.
Yeah, hirap tayo mga urban poor, no? Sige, okay. Nice to the call. Bye-bye.
Okay,
let's keep it going here.
You know, rich people problems.
Rich people problems.
My BBM won't work.
That's right. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Si Betong.
Betong.
Yes.
Rich people problems. What's the problem?
Meron kasi akong friend since high school. Parang tuwing meron kami mga get-together, sobrang yaman niya. Ayaw niya nang pumupunta ng walang kasama.
Alright.
So kahit hanggang ngayon, may work na kami, talagang kailangan magpapasama pa rin siya sa akin.
May entourage.
Kailangan. Hindi niya alam yung mga directions. Kahit naman pwede naman magtanong talaga. Eh, ayaw niya pa rin.
Yeah, he needs at least a one-person entourage. I got you. All right. Okay. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, again, we're looking for the rich people, though, to call. That guy was the kind of the he was the ally, like the sidekick of the rich guy. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. What's your problem?
Oh, the problem with the rich people all the time.
No. People are morons and retards.
We told
Stop
you.
Stop calling the show.
If you're not rich, don't call.
I need the rich people to call, and you tell us what your problems are. Not what's
what
the problem
our problem
of
is
the
with rich.
Rich
people.
Rich people would come to me and ask for help every time. They would borrow money.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice one.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I understand that one. All right. And do you give it?
Yeah.
All right. Stop it. Stop giving. All right. Thanks, dear. Bye-bye. All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Joanne.
Joanne, we're doing a rich people problem. What's your...
Sorry?
We're doing rich people problem. What's your problem?
I just
called
to say I love you.
Oh.
That's good, too.
Is that a request?
Thank you. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next call. Hello?
Hello, Mo.
Yo.
Yes, you know what? Last Sunday, I was at the casino, okay?
Yeah.
Casino at the airport during this, what do you call this game? Hot Shot, okay?
Yeah.
Well, the pot price is like 21 million, okay?
Whoa. How do you play
what?
The game?
I never played that.
How do you play the game?
It's a slot machine, okay?
Oh.
So
yeah.
I was trying to reserve basically 10 slot machine, okay?
Yeah.
So that's my problem, okay?
Okay.
And you didn't win 21 million on the slots.
No, because I only played for 3 slot machines.
Oh, no. Did somebody else win it?
Not yet, I guess.
Good. Go back.
Go
tonight.
Back.
Go. Do it now.
Spend more of your money.
You know what? I think you're going to win it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Go. All right, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, another one that I've seen or heard when they get together, yung mga rich people
that disagrees.
Oh, yung stocks parang bumaba, yung stock market, 2 points parang.
You're the one doing stocks.
That's all
about this morning.
There.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Carlo.
Jesus.
Carlo,
yes. What's going on?
Does it count na hindi ako makapag-request sa LTO ng different plate number? Kasi for
for specialized. Yeah.
Only rich people are going to pay the extra money for that specialized
plate. If I buy a new car, hindi ako makapag-request na specific number. Kasi
you can.
You can.
You can do that.
It's like 10,000, I think.
Yeah, but you have to wait 10 days, I think.
You can.
Yeah, you can, definitely. You personalize it.
So you're upset that your third car, it might land on a Monday again.
Yes.
Oh, nah. Boo-hoo. Oh, my God, I'm allergic. All right.
That is a problem, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
It's like right now, it's Monday, I'm using my dad's car.
Oh,
wow.
What kind of car is it?
This is a Honda Jazz.
Oh, the world has to end. Oh, my gosh. It's a Honda
Jazz.
It's a Honda Jazz. Oh, my gosh. All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, poor you. Hello? Magic, hello. Hello? Next call. Magic, hello.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, I'm Quincy.
Quincy, what do you got?
I just want to say hi, Mo.
Okay, Quincy, anything else?
Yeah, the problem with a rich guy like me?
Yeah.
That the one is
just yes, that,
what?
You know, people will go to you and ask for favors.
Yeah, this is the third person who's brought that up. I guess it really does suck, huh? All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right, man, I'm so rich, you know. Gosh, what's the problem? I need to go on a diet. So much food.
We eat every 2 hours.
Eat all the time. Tapos yung mga golf na, yung mga membership na, tumataas, mga 2 million. Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Morning, who's this?
It's Andrew.
Xander, what's up?
About the rich people problem.
Yeah, what's the rich people problem?
I end up buying a lot of stuff that I don't get to use just because it's cheaper now than everybody.
I'm sorry.
His problem is he buys a lot of stuff and he doesn't get to use them.
Because?
He's too rich. He buys so many stuff.
Oh, not enough time during the day to play with all the toys. Oh, my God.
I hate you.
How unfortunate for you. Hello? Next call. Hi, who's this?
Robert.
Robert, what do you got?
I have a problem. I have almost a million of airline mileage. I don't know which country to choose to go.
Donate your miles to me.
I've heard places like Libya are in demand right now.
Egypt is all Japan, you can try Japan.
Hey, can you not make fun of the new
to help
Japan?
There?
Oh, okay. Yes,
he's so rich, he can help.
Work there.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm volunteering to travel to Japan to help on
See?
The
relief
oh, that's
See?
Good.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, so you have a million miles.
Thanks.
Bye.
He can take a million people with him.
My God, he's got a million miles. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, what do you got?
Well, it's bothering me that my friends keep on telling me to ride the MRT at least once in my life.
Preposterous.
I don't know why.
What's going on?
Why should I ride the MRT? I have 10 cars.
What are these aliens wanting to do with me? That's right.
Like underground people.
That's why I have a car.
These commoners. My gosh.
How dare those people, right?
Yeah.
All right. F off. All right, never do it. Thanks.
I will buy the MRT and close it down.
Do you even know? Do you even know what to do? Do you even know like how the ticket goes inside the machine or any of these
no.
things? No, no, right? Why would you? Right? Oh my God!
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. You almost had
Thank
me
you.
Worried
Welcome.
There about you. All right. Bye bye.
So
bye.
Funny.
All right. Last one. Hello. Hello.
Pinipila siguro.
Oh, here we go. Magic. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm driving. Sorry.
It's okay. Last okay. rich person problem. What's going on?
Okay,
Depressed. Hold on, hold on. You gotta turn
She's
it
not
off.
Rich. She doesn't
off.
Have a driver. She's
yeah.
the one driving.
What the rich people do?
Yeah.
Me and my husband having a problem.
Listen, love, love, love.
Turn off the radio.
God damn you, stupid people. Okay, you have money, but you're retards. Everybody, turn off your radio.
If you're calling.
It doesn't work on the show. It has to be off.
Okay, now I'm turning off.
Okay. Wow, my God. You know what it is? They're not dumb. They're spoiled.
Okay, now, who are you to tell me what to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, you can do it. You're not my boss.
You're not a boss of me.
Okay, so what's okay. your problem here?
Okay. Having a problem. And money's not the problem.
Oh, you really have a problem.
She does.
What's wrong, dear?
Oh, this was supposed to be a joke.
Okay.
Oh, you're really... Oh, okay.
Pull over, dear. Okay. Don't yeah. drive and talk to us.
All right, everybody shut up.
Pull over.
This is where I take over. What do you got?
Okay.
Talking. Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. I'm so sorry to call you guys, but...
No.
I'm really depressed, because, you know, last year I went to this sister to... You know, have some air. I'm really pissed off at night. I don't know.
What?
I don't know if I could make it.
Okay.
I wish I didn't woke up, you know?
Okay, hold on.
How
hold
I wish I didn't woke up.
Okay,
hold on, love. Hold on 1 second, babe. What the hell is she talking about?
I don't know. She visited her sister.
She wishes she didn't wake up. But I don't know what the problem is.
But what happened, dear? What happened in your
marriage? Sometimes when you're crying, the crying because it kind of makes you...
Yeah, I'm driving. I'm here.
Pull over.
And you're in Makati Ave.
Okay, what
happened?
Okay, what happened exactly?
Let's start from the beginning.
Can you tell us?
What happened last night?
What happened?
No, no.
What happened last night?
What's the problem?
Everybody shut up, please. Because four people are asking her what the problem is.
Could you please? Only one.
That's good.
Okay.
Talk now, dear.
Okay. The problem is we're having a problem with our marriage, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. We're financially stable. Yeah. There's no big deal with money, okay?
Okay.
But the problem with rich people is doesn't know about time, you know? He keeps on working all night and day, even Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 25, and we don't still have kids.
How many kids?
Malapa. We don't have kids.
All right.
Oh, it's okay. You're still young, but...
And I know I have a problem. The only thing that I could bear a child is to IBS.
Okay, that's fine. You can afford that. Okay. No worries. All right.
Yeah, and the last year, we had it, but in the middle of it, he canceled it, you know? And it's the hardest thing I experienced. That's why I want to say it. Just to
to breathe some air.
Yeah. All right. Listen.
Why did he cancel it? I don't understand. If you both are on the same page about having wanting to have a baby, why did he cancel?
Yeah, he canceled because he thinks that we keep on finding. So if we got shallow, maybe it. No. The words he said is, "Maigi pang wag na lang magkaanak sa makita niya na ganito tayo."
So you guys are having problems already.
Yeah. How long have you guys been married?
No.
How long have you been married?
6 years.
Ooh, 19 years old. Nice. Listen, love.
No, 6 years.
I know.
Yeah, so you got married at 19, yes?
No, I'm 35.
Oh, 35. I thought you said 25. Oh, so you got married at 29.
25. Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, of course you're going to be crying. You're 35. You have zero child and a lot of money and then nothing to show for it in terms of like a family. We got you.
And he's
that
not
sucks.
There for you. Yes, and I'm yes. sure that's really painful.
That does
also.
Suck. How much money you guys got? All right.
She's crying.
I know. I'm just saying.
I know. We feel right. so terrible. Right.
You know
but
I always listen to your show every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just to lighten up my day. You know that?
Oh, I wish we were on. I wish we were on 10 hours a day. All right, love. Here we go. Let's start with talking to him. You've talked to him already. What does he say? Do you say, please stop working? I'm miserable. I'm alone. I don't like this life.
No. I don't know. Last night, he called again, and then he said that, I think we should get that, He wants to break up with me.
Okay.
Also, he's already...
How are you financially on your own?
I'm okay.
You're right.
I can leave on my own.
Let's do it.
You're 35 and still young. You can still get on with your life on your own.
Yeah, let's do it. True.
But the problem is I love him.
Yeah, but hey, he doesn't love you.
You know, the thing is, obviously you're suffering and you're devastated about the situation. And I know that it's easier said than done. But at the end of the day, when you look back to this relationship, probably down the line, six, seven months after, I'm sure you're going to tell yourself, you know what, buti na lang. Because,
well,
you know, you
six
will...
6 months a little too soon.
No. Because, that's what I'm saying. I'm making her more hopeful. And you know, sometimes you meet somebody and you think to yourself, what was I doing with that guy? And the thing is, I know that you're married and you think that you're 35, too old to end a relationship and start a new one. But you know what? That's not the case. I have a lot
Listen,
of friends around
babe,
me
here,
around
real
your
quick,
age
real
starting.
Quick. You're going here, here's the amazing solution, and it's really, really easy. You have zero children. We take phone calls every single day from 45-year-old women who have 3 kids. They're here at the station visiting us, giving us Krispy Kreme. I got them calling on my goddamn cell phone that I
want to
change my number.
I want to have... child.
I know,
but he doesn't want to.
Obviously, not with
you
this guy.
You have it with another guy. You have zero kids right now. That's great. This is a great problem to have because you can leave him and not have that problem that every other female has that calls the show, which is, what am I going to do about my kids? My child is 5 years old. My other one is 7 years old. What am I going to tell them?
This guy should be all over you wanting to have a child after all these years of marriage.
Do you really
obviously, this is not the guy you want to have a child with.
Do you really want to spend the rest of your life with someone who doesn't love you?
Who doesn't even want to have a child with you because he cannot face the problems that you guys
have
having
already? Have
you
tried like going
already?
Through therapy or going through some type of way to talk about this problem with your husband or try to fix it?
Yeah, they're talking about it and it's not working.
Well, no,
sometimes couples, when they talk about it, they don't hear each other right.
They go to a therapist or your priest maybe.
Listen, babe. Listen, you guys. You can do the couples counseling, couples for Christ thing, whatever crap you guys want to try. If it's
yeah,
not,
we did.
Good.
We already did.
Good.
Last
you know
year.
What? Then this is done. All right. And I would like to see you move on with your life. He's the one that is bringing up a breakup. Then you go, okay, give me some money. Give me a lot of money, because if you're going to be working like that and you're just going to leave me like this, I'm going to start a new life for myself. I need some money. Right now, that should be your focus. Is,
yes, what, Mo?
What?
I don't know any bank statement.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right. Because you're married to him. He's not married to you.
That's a problem.
Yes.
Okay? So, you ask for some money, you get the hell out of there. All right? And listen, you have no child. That means you're not fat, so you probably still look kind of good. All right? Come on, baby. Let's go.
Kaya, go. Before you ask for it, start snooping around muna on his bank accounts.
Ask for a house, car, get out. All right?
Yeah.
You can do that. We will hold your hand while you do it.
Chopper's gonna hold your hand while you do it.
But you can hang out with us. Me and Jel will lighten up your day.
Yeah,
but
I'm okay, so you can hang out with them. That's the prerequisite.
What's your social size?
I will seriously take you out if you try. Shut up! Dear,
you know come by.
Listen, babe, we have to go. As much as I hate to hang up on you, we do have to go.
Drop by the station one time.
We'll give you a nice little group hug. We'll talk to you in person. A lot of people do this. Well, they'll talk to us in person during the commercial breaks and stuff like that. You are okay. Trust me.
You will.
I take problems every single night on my podcast, every single day on the show. You are far from amongst the worst. You feel like it's the worst right now. I hear you crying as if like there's some sort of death in the family. This is not as bad as you
some
might
of the problems we get think here on the some show. Of the,
yeah, yeah, and so I'm not, and I know to yourself that the problem only matters to you. Who cares about everybody else's problems?
Right.
But what I'm telling you, this is super. You can overcome this easily,
definitely.
And you're in a situation that's rather favorable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can do it.
Come by the station. You know, bring us some mamu steak, all that stuff, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Breakfast mamu
steak. All right. Thank you, love. Okay. Bye-bye.
Dear, do come by. We would love to meet you.
Go get his credit card, by the way. But you're still listening, right? Oh, I'll give you 5 seconds and on the radio again. 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Get his credit card. Start spending. That's fine with you.
Get the credit card. Go shopping.
Yeah, bring Grace.
And me.
And Chopper.
Libre mo kami.
Mukhang pera. Take it a break back after this.
Good times with Mo Twister. Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Girl, fault niya, okay? Hahabulin mo? Di pwede. Makikipagbalikan ka? Di pwede. Kau pa magsasorry? Hindi pwede. Tapos, ite-text at ito-chat mo na naman sa weekend? Hindi?
Ops, ops, ops. Hindi lang pwede. Super pwede! Kasi sa Globe Prepaid Super Free Weekend, may free 200 all-network texts and free 1-hour cellphone internet ka sa weekend. Just load as low as 40 pesos a day from Monday to Friday. Hindi lang pwede. Super pwede. Enjoy Globe Prepaid. Your way.
Monday na. Load now. Text Super Free Info to 8888. Promo runs Feb 17 to April 16, 2011. DTI NCR Permit 1581 Series 2011.
Happy anniversary, hon. So, what's our plan for tonight?
We'll have a candlelight dinner, then we'll watch a movie here at home, and cuddle.
Then we'll have popcorn.
Mom, Dad, do you realize that I'm still sleeping in your room?
Can't get enough privacy? Get your very own dream home with East West Bank's home loan's lowest interest rate at 5.88%, making it more affordable and so easy on the pocket.
And drink wine.
I can still hear you.
Call 888-1700 or click on www.eastwestbanker.com for more details. 5.88% interest rate is fixed for the first year. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply for an East West Bank 5.88% home loan today. Call 888-1700 or visit www.eastwestbanker.com.
Saan ka nang galing? DVD nakaka ang laki mo, baby. May iba-ibang flavors pa nakaka ang sarap mo.
Always summer with Havaianas. For every single receipt purchase of 2 Havaianas pairs at participating Havaianas retailers, you can win awesome prizes from Sony and Havaianas. You can also win an exclusive slot in the Havaianas Always Summer Race to Hawaii and fly to Boracay, care of Sea Air and Tides Hotel Boracay. And even to Hawaii, the inspiration for Havaianas. Live like it's always summer with Havaianas. Race begins at participating authorized Havaianas retailers. For more details, visit www.havaianasummer.com. Pre-DTI NCR, permit number 0554, series of 2011.
What if a buffet cost as much as a value meal? What if a sports car cost as much as a sedan?
What if going to New York cost as much as Cebu? Not gonna happen, dude. But here's what's real. You can take home a Samsung 32-inch LCD TV for the price of a 29-inch CRT TV. Or a Samsung 32-inch LED for the price of a 32-inch LCD. And just pay the rest through an easy 12-month 0% installment plan. Samsung's flat-to-flat promo is the real deal. Find out at your nearest Samsung dealer. From February 9 to March 15, 2011. Per DTI permit number 1125, series of 2011.
Enjoy high definition, 100% digital broadcast with Signal. Free Signal HD kit for plan 1290 with the most HD channels nationwide. Until March 31, call 244-6251. Per DTI NCR permit number 8645, series of 2010.
Want to sizzle this summer? Then color your hair with Biggin and join the iPad a Day promo. Biggin is giving away a brand new 16 gig Wi-Fi Apple iPad every day. All you need is a single receipt purchase of Biggin products worth 200 pesos and you earn a raffle entry. To join, buy any Biggin product. Men's Speedy, Speedy Conditioning Color, Speedy Color, Silk Touch, or Powder Hair Dye. Text the store name, amount, receipt number, and product name to 2600. Promo duration is from March 5 to April 30, 2000. 2011. See flyers for more details. For DOH FDA permit number 0261, series of 2011.
Bakit kaya mga TV host sabay-sabay bumate?
Welcome to Showbiz Jesus!
Sabay-sabay mag-explain.
At sa jump around, manalo na House and Love!
Sabay-sabay magpakilala.
Here she is, Christine Loxil!
Kaya malamang, sabay-sabay rin kumain. With Muck Delivery, kahit gaano kadaming order, ang delivery charge...
40 pesos lang!
Visit muckdelivery.com.ph or dial...
86236!
Order as much as you want with Muck Delivery 24/7. Any order, big or small, we deliver. Only 40 pesos fixed delivery charge. Dial 86236 or visit muckdelivery.com.ph.
Mabuhay Miles MasterCard and the Auto Hub Group now allow you to buy your dream car with no cash out. This exclusive deal lets you charge up to 50% of the total cost and enjoy 0% interest on 3 months installment with your Mabuhay Miles MasterCard. Buy your car from any of the Auto Hub's fleet of brands. Mini, Piaggio, Vespa, Gilera, Ford, Nissan, Hyundai, and GMC to avail of a special deal. With only 33 pesos to a mile, Mabuhay Miles MasterCard provides the smartest way to earn Mabuhay Miles fast for free flights aboard Philippine Airlines. For more info, visit AutoHubGroup.com or call 0917-502-3323.
Good morning, boss.
Over time, come on, yeah.
Hello, boss. Looking good.
You're fired.
Hi, boss. Wonderful day.
I just walked to work because my car overheated on the hood. And because my driver kept using only water on the radiator, my engine's full of plastic black. It's ruined. Hey, if you tell me how wonderful today is, I'll rip your heart out.
When your car overheats, you lose your cool, too. And water alone can make it worse. Next time, use Prestone Coolant.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone Coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone Coolant works better than water alone.
Piolo Pascual and Casey Concepcion.
Our closest friends didn't know.
Ang daming nagulat.
Pero syempre.
Happy kami. So happy rin sila.
Piolo and Casey, umami na pagdating sa corn tuna, mas masarap ang century. Dahil siksik at malaman, di malabsa, with up to 30% less fat than other brands. Only from the country's number one tuna.
Now everyone is convinced.
Oh, wait, tinapangitin kita.
Of course. Kasi for me, wala nang sasarapa.
Sa Century Corn Tuna.
Taste the Century Corn Tuna difference. Dahil Century Quality Tuna, mapapaamin ka rin sa sarap.
The countdown for the biggest deals from Ford starts now. You only have a few days left to drive away with a Ford truck or Ford SUV at incredibly low down payment and all-in offers. Drive home a new Escape or Ranger for as low as 99,000 pesos all-in. An Everest for as low as 149,000 pesos all-in. An E150 Club Wagon for as low as 249,000 pesos all-in. Or the Explorer for as low as 299,000 pesos all-in. Free 3-year registration, 1-year insurance and travel mortgage included. Save big right now. You only have 1 month to go. Visit your nearest Ford dealer today and ask for the big deal. Ford, feel the difference. Promo extended until March 31, 2011 for DTI NCR permit number 0142 series of 2011.
From the gate, I could see him by his car. The moonlight fell beautifully on him. As I drew closer, I got a whiff of his manly scent. Oh, how could I resist him? then he opened the car door for me.
Car odors can be a big turnoff. Turn on your AmbiPure car odor eliminator to keep your car fresh. AmbiPure.
Count off.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Where's number 12?
That's you, hon.
Call the gang and order the Shakey's Monster Meal Deal. For only 1,739 pesos, you get a meal good for 12, plus a chance to win not one, but 12 iPads, Lumix cameras, or other prizes. Go to the nearest Shakey's and enjoy a Monster Meal Deal. Monster prizes, 12 for 12 today. Get a chance to win 12 iPads, Lumix cameras, iPod Touch, or iPod Nanos. Only at Shakey's. See flyers for details. Promo until March 31. Per DTI NCR, permit number 00066 series of 2011.
Gusto mo bang i-share ang thoughts, interests, at feelings mo with the world? Simple lang. Get Tattoo's all-day surf and text offer. Surf and text all you want, 60 pesos lang a day. It's Tattoo's unbeatable offer that lets you share every side of you with the world. Text SURFTXT 60 to 8888. Tattoo, live without limits. Unlimited text applicable to Globe and TM. Call 730-1000 or visit a Globe store. For DTI NCR permit number 8388 series of 2010. Promo from January 5 to April 30, 2011.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
All right, back on the program here. It's 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. If you just tuned in, we have an hour left of the radio show, so you can call us, 631-0899. You want to get your opinion out there, throw any question you might want to ask as well. Feel free. Some announcements, though, before we push forward. What do you guys got?
Yes, you know what, Mo and Angelica? I know that a lot of students are preparing for their shiny moments as they're preparing for the graduation this month, probably next week or 2 weeks from now. But I don't think literally a shiny face could really help in their shiny
moments. No, that's not what you want, especially if you have a big forehead like mine. You don't want to shine
of
like
course,
that.
Girls don't like greasy, oily faces. So we're here to recommend, of course, the best brand out there for men, of course, to help them, you know, get rid of that oil for their shiny moments.
I've noticed Mohan has been having a nice skin lately. It's not dry anymore.
Oh, really? Well, you have a long hair. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You've been using Bello Men, right?
That's right. Men are 28% oilier than women. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
So men need Bello too. So if you want, you know, if you want to look good, guys, of course, because, you know, we always want to do. Tunay na lalaki ka ba?
Parang si Derek Ramsey lang.
That's right.
Dating.
I want you guys to like facebook.com/bellowmen and you even get a chance to win an iPhone 4 by posting your best TNL statement. Okay?
Yes, you know, if you're on the go a lot, you can get the Bellowmen energizing or the oil control and whitening. So there are two types of Bellowmen products out there in the leading supermarkets, groceries, and drugstores. So please,
yeah.
You know.
You can actually go to facebook.com/bellowmen and win an iPhone 4 by posting your best TNL statement. So this is going to be until March 17, 2011 only.
All right.
Joe? Okay, saying happy birthday to my mom. She tuned in there in Detroit.
Oh,
happy
birthday,
Mom.
Happy birthday, Tita.
And for those of you guys listening, you know, a lot of people are probably asking, going online or trying to get connected with their friends, looking for the best chismes there is there online or via your phones. How cheap or affordable is it to get in the know?
You know, not just chismes, and we've seen this over the weekend when the tsunami happened in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of Twitter accounts were updating us with what was happening over there. So how cheap is it?
Well, it's only 60 pesos a day.
Really? That's really, really cheap. Yep. How come?
Well, as long as you have Tattoo broadband stick, you can actually surf to one desawa, 60 pesos lang for the whole day. And if you get all that chismis online or the latest news online, you can send it kagad to your friends.
Oh, that's amazing. Surfing and texting sabay and only just in one stick.
Yep, just text SURFTXT60 and send that to 8888 to enjoy surf and text all you can for one day.
That is amazing. So remember, guys, Tattoo, live without limits. Unlimited text applicable to Globe and TM. Text surf text 60 to 8888. Visit tattoo.globe.com.ph. Call 730-1000 or visit a Globe store for DTI NCR permit number 8388 series of 2010. Promo from January 5 until April 30.
Okay. Chopper, when's the last time you used the tragedy also for the example? What was the other? Hers was better, though. What did you
use? It came out better.
Was it the bombing thing?
It came out like getting informed rather than like... Speaking of that tragedy...
Speaking of the bomb exploding, what are you... A fishing call, something like that.
That's why you were laughing. Now it's all about Japan.
That's about Japan. I want to remind everyone on my podcast guest lineup. Tonight we have Bing Pimentel, she's an actress. Tomorrow we have the Vixens of the premier condoms. On Wednesday it's Christian Bautista. Thursday it's Chito Miranda Parroquia. Friday it is Diana Menezes. But Diana Menezes on back of the program. All right?
Wow.
So here we go. Let's get to the phones and start with this lady. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My name is Raven.
Raven, hi. What's up?
Hi. I wanted to give that last caller a piece of advice, if I could.
Oh, the one who was crying?
That's right.
Yeah, what do you got?
The one who wanted to have a child with this guy who I think doesn't love him that much, maybe?
I don't think he loves her at all. I mean, he was saying he already stopped the attempt at having a child, told her that he wanted to leave her. So I'd say he doesn't love her. Yeah, what's your take?
Okay, it's not the end of the world for her. I'm 39.
Yep.
And I just ended a 12-year relationship with my husband.
Oh, good for you.
We've got 3 kids.
Ooh, yeah.
All of them are still in. And we ended the relationship just a month ago.
How do you feel?
After our 12 years. I feel good, yeah.
Good. Good. See?
Make that 19 years because we were girlfriend boyfriend for 7 years.
Oh, uh-huh. Wow.
So, why did you guys split up?
Okay, we are so different in so many ways.
Oh, right, of course, because you guys got together when you were 19. Yeah, that's going to happen.
He was my first boyfriend, my first and only, before we got married.
Oh, my.
So, we were on for 7 years. And we were married for 12 years.
Oof. Okay.
But then again, unless you live under one roof, that's the time you get to know each other, I believe.
All right.
So he wanted this. I wanted this. He wanted that. I wanted to do this. He didn't want me to do that.
Yeah.
We were like that for so many years.
Yeah, that's going to drive you guys away. All right. Well, I'm glad you feel better about yourself and stuff like that. It's not too late to start all over, and especially for the other lady. And, you know, she doesn't have the baggage that you do, and you're able to still do it, and you're happy. Good for you.
Yeah, you sound happy, and that's
right.
Good for you.
Thanks,
that's right.
Thanks for the call.
We're happy for you.
Thanks for the call, babe.
Thank
appreciate
you so much,
bye.
Bye. Women's Month. You know, a lot of breakups.
Why do they call it women's?
It's apostrophe S.
Possessive.
All right. Hello?
Grammar.
No, I mean, I'm not you, just everyone's women's. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to take me and my women's friends, and we're going to go to... Hello? Caller? No? Okay, Magic, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jack.
Jack, what do you got?
Akala ko this year, American Idol is going down, but it turns out to be pretty interesting.
I love J-Lo. Much better, right?
You know, the talent pool is pretty good.
Yes.
There are a bunch of good singers. J-Lo is okay, and what's his name? The guy with
Steven
the big mouth?
Tyler. Yeah.
Steven Tyler's all right. Yeah, but, you know, whatever.
They have good chemistry,
so
the three of them.
Already?
I'm sorry?
Do you have bets already?
No, I don't
I'm
watch.
I'm rooting for Stefano.
Stefano's so cute.
He's so foggy.
I love him.
Oh, is it that tard that looks like Archuleta?
No, yeah.
He's,
no.
He's small. He's like only like 5'6" or 5'7". Like, he's smaller than the girl.
But they're all good. They're all different from each other. So actually, you really can't choose. It's of course, I'm rooting also for Thea.
And I like Thea Toscana too.
Yeah, Thea's very, very talented.
Yeah.
For a 15-year-old Filipina, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tsaka yung voice niya kakaiba. Hindi lang yung bilit ng bilit. Talaga may quality ng voice.
Katulad nino.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye. On Wednesday, movie's coming out. You know how I always like this style of movie where it looks like it's a documentary, you know, it has that feel for it in it. And these movies always end up sucking.
Like
but
The Centipede.
No. That's a real feature.
I love that movie. That was
Human
freaky.
Centipede. No, that's a real film. I'm talking about the documentary style, like the District 9 or Cloverfield.
Oh, yes.
Blair Witch.
Yep.
I always promote these movies. Like, oh, man, you got to see this movie. It's coming out on Wednesday. And every time I promote it, it always sucks.
Yeah, Cloverfield was...
Well. Cloverfield was a disaster. I apologize. I apologize.
I remember listening
fault.
To this show and watching it because you were...
Yeah, that, sorry. I know. Okay. I know. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I've promoted movies like, wasn't that the Exorcism movie? Was like that also?
No.
I never saw
that's
it.
Right.
The Last Exorcism?
The last
10 years ago.
The Last Exorcism was okay. It was
okay, was it a documentary style?
Yeah. It's a documentary style. And you were promoting it super.
Yeah,
on air,
I heard that.
And I watched it and I was like,
it wasn't that
bad.
Yeah. It was okay.
I'm really missing on this. But on Wednesday, there's a new documentary style of film that I really want to watch. Now, I'm not going to say for you guys to watch it because I've been striking out. I've been each and every time.
And we said you're only going to recommend if you've seen it.
Though my District 9 was okay. That was
okay.
A good film.
That was okay.
And so thank you. Give me a little credit for that stuff.
Yes.
There's one called Battle Los Angeles. It's an alien documentary style where aliens come into the U.S. and just really into the world and start taking over and stuff. And then it's very much like Independence Day, but where the military is going to have to do something about it. But it's documentary style of an angle how they take in making the film. So that comes out on Wednesday. A lot of buzz around it abroad, and hopefully it is a good film. We'll see, but please, I will watch it first, I promise, on Wednesday, before I go out and recommend it to all of you.
Okay.
Battle,
we shall wait for that.
Los Angeles. Sweet.
Battle
all right.
Los Angeles.
Let's go to the phones and take the next call. Magic, hello.
Hello?
Next one. Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick, what do you got?
I think I'm in love with my maid, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, how long has this been going on?
I don't know, for, I think, about 6 months, I think.
Does she like you, too?
I think.
How do you know?
Sorry?
How do you know?
Well, we've been spending time together. And
laughing and...
laughing and...
It's like one of the telenovelas.
Oh,
I love it!
I love it!
Movie
to. So it does happen!
You should write to Tita Charles. You win 10,000 pesos.
Just don't tell your friends.
Seriously, what do I do?
Well, are you married?
Sorry, am I married?
Yeah.
No, I'm single. I'm just 22.
And then she lives with you.
She lives with me and my family.
And your family. Okay. Well. Okay, you do know that when you bring this up with your family and your friends. They're not going to kill you. They're going to be pissed off.
Uh-huh.
And don't make fun of you and stuff like that.
They'll probably send her away.
I would say have a secret relationship with her and try to make it obvious and see how it works out.
Don't have sex in the house. I mean,
why not?
If I have sex with her.
Have you had sex with her already?
No, not yet, but I'm planning to.
Wag naman sa bahay, my God.
She's really hot. She's really pretty and she's really nice.
Same as the photo. I want to see this.
Hold on, dude. She's really hot.
She's really hot.
Yeah. Okay. If she looks like a celebrity, who does she look like?
Maria Angelou, I think.
No.
A seven Maria Angelou.
Listen. As much as we always ask people to call or to email us photos, you have to email.
You
the
have
photo
to show
them.
Us.
Yeah, sure.
Does she have a Facebook?
I don't know. I don't know if she does have Facebook.
Do you treat her better than your other maids?
I do. This is the first time I actually felt this over a maid. But I don't know. There's something about
it. There's nothing wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
There's nothing, this
is all right.
You're in love.
I love it. It will never happen to Grace.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, this will never happen to Grace or Chopper. Will they ever get involved with them?
Can I have a really decent relationship with her?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, she's
a... How do I
fight
make my parents or family accept her?
Let's not get there yet. Hindi ka pa siya sinasagot. So let's take it one step at a time.
I think it's going... for 6 months now, so I guess we're getting there.
Serious, na ba?
Listen, if I were you, I would not tell your parents
yet.
You live in their house still, and as much as this, we should treat everybody equally and stuff like that. Let's be realistic. Your parents are gonna flip.
They're gonna fire her, send her back to the province.
Yeah,
they're gonna make it worse for you.
This is thing. Do you have siblings?
Sorry, siblings. Yeah,
Do they feel this attraction you have to your mate?
I hope not. They're gonna kill me.
All right, you know,
keep it to yourself first. Maybe you know.
Send the photo over to us.
I will.
Immediately, like now, and
I will. I'm gonna send you as soon as I get to the office.
All right.
So then, wait, I want to know.
Yeah, and have you guys dated already outside? Like, where?
No. No, we only date sa bahay and stuff.
Go like, out. Try going out with her.
I can't get her out of the house.
Yeah, yeah, you know, mahuhuli kayo sa bahay. I promise
yeah,
you this.
Yeah, dapat sa labas kayo, huwag sa bahay.
Oo. So, kailangan may independent ka muna bago mo i-break sa...
Movie. Come on, movie. Yeah.
What's the educational attainment on her?
High school, I think.
How old is she?
Third year. Third year.
Okay. You know, if I were you, I would start putting her through school, stuff like that. I mean, if you're really serious about getting a relationship with this girl, let's go ahead and, you know, start.
We do the same thing for our house helps. If they really, we see potential and they're really, we send them to school.
If Chopper totally wants to have sex with one of them,
I make sure they're educated.
That's right. All right?
All right.
Man, start over there. You know, start with those little steps like that. All right.
Good luck to you.
Good luck, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's what something I want to talk about. Interesting. 6310899. Females, call the show. Are you a trophy girlfriend or a trophy wife? It's hard to admit it because this is the antithesis of this one, right?
Right.
Because
yes.
This guy cannot take her out to the friends and say, "Oh, look at my girlfriend," and then, "Oh, but she's your maid." It's the absolute opposite of having a trophy wife or a trophy girlfriend.
But you know, sometimes I do get confused though, like. You do want, like, as girls, right?
Yeah.
We do want them on our boyfriends to be very proud of us. And, you know, like, oh, my girlfriend is like this, like that. You know, she does this. Not just physical attributes, but who she is as a person and her career and her life in general. But, no. But what do you mean? Like, when you say trophy
is it all physical?
Is it all physical?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
so all physical.
That's
all right,
what it is.
Okay, I just have to clarify.
And I will tell you that, and you should know this, being attractive females, that... there have been times whether you've gone out with a guy who's made you a trophy girlfriend, or there have been guys who have attempted to make
you trophy
girlfriends.
But when they go out, they usually, you're like a flower
they
that has to be exposed
to
everyone.
Just try not to open your mouth so often is what it is when it comes to the trophy wife.
Okay.
You can tell they're older guys, usually a ton of money, stuff like that, going after younger girls, and then make sure she doesn't really say very much. You know, just kind of take her around. Trophy girlfriend, trophy wife.
They're just showing it off, like, I can have her. I can have someone as pretty as her.
Yeah, I can score this girl. Mm-hmm. So, 6310899, this might be tough for you girls to admit, but if you can, we'd appreciate it. Do you feel like you're a trophy wife? Let's start getting some of these calls. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi. Morning, who's this?
Hi, I'm Chet,
you're on the show. What's up?
Yeah. I know someone who's a trophy girlfriend. Wife.
Yeah, again, but we don't need who you know. We need the one you know to call the show.
It's like the topic earlier, if you're poor, don't call the show.
Yeah.
if you're not the trophy.
You know what? I know a lot of people who are trophy wives and girlfriends.
Maybe they don't know that they're trophy wives.
That's kaya nga. I just said right now, it's going to be very difficult for you to pull this off. But if you can, if you feel like it, call the show.
Yeah,
we'd like
if you
know.
Think that there's a hint that you might be one, call the show.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry. Magic, hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, there you go. Right. Hi, who's this?
Oh my god, I can't believe I actually made it into that. Oh, sorry, Chris.
Yeah, no worries. What do you got,
welcome
babe?
Welcome to the show.
Well, regarding the trophy wife girlfriend, I think I am. Sure.
Okay.
But I feel that my boyfriend likes bringing me out all the time and introducing me to all friends, those that I don't even know exist.
Okay, are you a lot better looking than your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you are.
And why are you with him? Because he's got a ton of money.
No, he's really nice. He's
popular?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yeah.
But then he's also...
There you go. Yeah, because you'll see this in musicians, athletes, businessmen, politicians. All of these guys that do something well or have a lot of money or have a lot of power will tend to have a trophy wife. I see this, like, for example, I was looking at a website that had the top basketball players in the country and their girlfriends. So it's athletes and their girlfriends. Locally, you know, PBA players, UAP.
I'd like to think I'm more than just looks, right?
I'm sorry?
I'm more than just looks.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
That's what I wanted to say. Na parang if a guy really is in love talaga with a girl, he will really even go out of his way to introduce the girl to all his friends.
Of course, because she's smoking hot.
No, but
that doesn't necessarily mean na
trophy girlfriend lang siya. Where do you draw the line? I mean, how do you differentiate?
Obviously, you have no
penis.
You'll
know it.
Oh, hindi do sa
you'll feel God. I think you'll feel it if your boyfriend or husband treats you like a trophy wife or girlfriend.
Like you're just there at his side. You don't talk if you want to see your opinion.
You don't get involved. You don't make decisions together.
No. Because how old are you, dear?
I'm 23.
Okay, well, at 23, you can't have. Okay, how old is he?
28.
Oh, that's not bad.
You're a trophy girlfriend. Now,
no.
Yeah,
we can't jump to that conclusion.
No,
yet.
She feels like she is. So how are we to say that she's not either?
But
No, she thinks that she is. She probably is.
Yeah, if you feel
not,
like you are, you are.
Yeah, because that's how that's how you think he's treating you, like a trophy girlfriend. So you
probably
are.
And you are far better looking than he is.
Yeah.
Again, let me get back to my thing here. I saw a photo of basketball players, all their girlfriends. These guys are. Listen, basketball players look deformed. They look
really
weird,
hot.
Right?
They look like not boxers.
Big heads and long heads. It's like, and these girls are petite, really sexy, and they all kind of look the same.
Booby, assy.
What is the look?
They all kind
of. Not all, but most of them.
They all look the same. And I don't know. If you feel like you're a trophy girlfriend, you probably are. But hey, well, there's nothing wrong with
that. But that's no need to break up with them, anyways. Treats me well.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Just because he shows you off doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Sometimes when the guy's in love, talaga, that's what he's going to do too, you know?
Yeah, but he's not in love with you for the reasons.
For the right
reasons.
You want.
For the right reasons. Okay. And that could be a problem. Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello? Okay. Magic, hello?
Hello?
Saying good morning to Eric Fructuoso, Mr. Ocho. He's tuned in right now.
Why is he Mr. Ocho?
He pulled his pants down here. He's the 8-inch penis. Hello? Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Bob.
Good morning.
Bob, what do you got?
I just want to make a comment about two callers that you had earlier.
Okay. You're killing our...
Just a quick one.
Quickly, go fast.
Yeah, the first caller you had earlier about his wife, he's allowing his wife to sleep with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That person was a tard. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
Yes,
we had
okay.
Four
next,
other callers say that.
One.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and
go.
The second one, Kay, you had about a comment about the earthquake in Japan being caused by maybe Mother Nature about
no.
The whales,
and the dolphins.
Please read, man. I mean, people.
I think we all kind of understood that already.
Listen,
the moment
I'm pleading these people who believe in this Mayan calendar nonsense and Nostradamuses and all that BS. Please, morons of the planet.
Yeah, I wish they don't breed at all.
Yes, you are no longer allowed to have children.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Totally.
Please.
Ooh, refreshing, right?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
guys.
You feel so refreshed that you're able to let it out.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Eric.
Eric, what do you got?
Hey, I'm just calling because today I'm celebrating my 19th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So, you know, I was, you know, thinking that you guys could do me a favor by calling my wife and just, you know, greet her on air.
No.
Calling your
just
wife.
Just say it. Who's your wife?
Sorry?
No.
Just say your wife.
We can't do that. I'm sorry.
Because everyone's going to ask for us to do that.
No, and it's like we have a full line of phone calls here waiting for the trophy wife. We don't have an available line.
Is your wife a trophy wife?
I'm sorry?
Is she a trophy wife?
Oh, yeah, she is. Definitely.
Sweet. All right, cool. Sorry, we can't call her now. We have all our lines are full right now.
Tell her to call.
Congratulations, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next call. Hello? 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 Whoa, that sounds horrible. Magic, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Alex.
Alex, what do you got?
I think I'm a trophy girlfriend.
Yeah.
You want to still continue? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. No,
yeah.
Please, I want to hear. I didn't want to cut you off. Sorry.
Okay. I'm married. I have a boyfriend who's also married.
Okay.
Ooh. He's 20 years older than me.
Aha. And he's got a lot of money.
I think so, but I'm not after the money.
So then, how can you be a trophy girlfriend if you're married? So obviously you're keeping your relationship secret. He can't parade you around.
Oh, we do go out and he's here. He's not based here.
Ah, okay. I got you. Yeah. Yeah, wait, how can then you not be after his money then? If he's abroad, he's not, you know, he's only in town every now and then. What's the appeal here?
I'm not after the money.
So what are you after?
Okay,
what's the
appeal?
I'm not happy with my current
Marriage.
Marriage. Related. How old are you?
33.
33. And he, how old is he?
53.
Yeah, something
like that. Sweet. Dude, I don't see how, I don't see, I don't see how this is appealing. If you could probably be getting, are you super good looking?
I don't think so. Well, I can't tell that.
You're not a trophy girlfriend then.
Yeah, the trophy girlfriends are hot. That's why they're trophies.
But,
you're just a good time girl like, while he's here in Manila.
Yeah, he's just banging you, dude.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
But he's a lot older than me, so I think that he's when we go.
Yeah, but he's one of those guys. He's, well, maybe you like. See, here's the thing: you like foreigners. He likes porking Filipinas. So that's the. There's no trophiness going on around here.
Sorry, girl.
You're attracted to foreigners, but you should be after his money.
No.
No, I'm saying you should though, love.
Okay. That's your opinion. You're
advice of the day.
No, I'm serious. Because why not, right? Like, you get free. Why you come home and bring them a new
nice, handsome young guy.
Come back,
he
has a new iPad too for you. Why not, right?
No, I'm not after his money. And he's not giving me anything. He hasn't given me. They're just giving me a small gift.
Okay. Yeah, that's his penis. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Small gift.
Thanks for the call, love. We appreciate it.
She's on the losing end of the stick there.
I know. At least get some money out of it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Angela.
Angela, trophy girlfriend?
Well, I just like to make a comment. Like, through the years, I think I've learned that in a relationship, it's either you're a poster girlfriend or boyfriend, or you're an accessory.
Not boyfriend. Because we don't do those things. I mean, unless you're like, there's a few of you out there, but you know, generally speaking, it's that's why we have the term trophy girlfriend, trophy wife. Why do you say that? Are you married?
No, I'm not at all.
Okay, is this an observation of yours?
No, yeah, it's an observation. So basically, yeah, I mean. I'd like to, most of the time, I'm the accessory in a relationship, so yeah. Which means I get a poster boyfriend. Kind of get the difference?
No.
What do you mean? I don't get it. So you're the trophy girlfriend, and then you'll have, you're on your own side, another boyfriend that you use as a poster?
In a relationship, right, it's either you're an accessory or a poster. So if you're an accessory, you're the one that gets to, he gets to show
but
you
But it doesn't always have to be either or.
Yeah, but if you're both ugly.
That's not always the case.
Like, if you're both ugly, there's no one to show off.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, dear. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Thank you. We got to take a break. Back after this. Don't go away.
Good times in the morning. Good times. Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. And Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Kahit love ni Bimbi and Sweets.
My mama, Moy.
No, Bimbi. Hindi pwede kasi pag nasanay sa sobrang tamis early, dala hanggang paglaki.
I need a please, Mama.
Yes, Bimbi. Ang milk niya, Nira 3 Plus. It has more milk, less sugar. Love pa niya ang lasa.
Look at me, Mom. Remind the moon.
Aww. Mug Nira 3 Plus and see the difference. From Nestle.
Nido 3 Plus is not a breast milk substitute. Breast milk is the best for babies up to 2 years and beyond.
Go for more milk, less sugar. See the difference with Nido 3 Plus. From Nestle.
Wash, wash, wash. Wash, 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 wash.
Car wash free with Petron BPI MasterCard for accumulated fuel receipts worth 2,000 pesos.
Wash, wash.
Petron BPI MasterCard. Promo runs until April 30 per DTI NCR permit number 0764, series of 2011.
Chinese New Year na. Andaan na ba ang outfit mo?
Of course.
Polka dot blouse for prosperity.
Yep.
Red skirt for good luck.
Uh-huh.
A jade charm bracelet for health.
OMG! I don't have a jade charm bracelet!
Relax! Swerte ka sa Green Hills Chinese New Year Fair! Super daming bargains! Halos lahat nandun! Go na! From February 11 to March 14!
A red polka dot dress with jade trimmings!
Go! Try mo!
Girls, here's one tip to make your guy say those three magic words all for you. Stand out from the 5-6 girls that have crushes on him. Use Skin White Classic Face Cream. For just 7 pesos, get 7 grams to give you the beautiful blush white skin you love in 7 days. That's the beauty package. So now, he'll think of you every 6-5 seconds, do everything for you, and say those three words to you, letting you know you're his one true love. Fall in love with Skin White for the beautiful blush white skin you love. 7 pesos lang. Meron ka ng 7 grams of Skin White Classic Face Cream to get the beautiful blush white skin you love in 7 days. Based on SRP.
If ever you feel the need for fun that's real, the real world-class shopping deals, you'll find them here.
It's that time of the year once again when the hunt is on for great deals. The S&R members treat. Buy one, take one. Huge, huge discounts from March 16 to 20, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's not too late to grab a great deal at the S&R members treat. Be a member today.
S&R membership shopping. Every day, real world-class shopping.
The S&R members treat. Per DTI NCR permit number 1485, series of 2011.
Live the lifestyle you want and reap the benefits of a financially rewarding career. Ayala Land will host an exclusive job fair on March 18 to 19 at the Glorieta 5 Activity Center. Be part of a top-notch team. Be an Ayala Land property specialist today. For inquiries, call 759-4064 or email salescareer@ayalaland.com.ph. Ayala Land, enhancing land, enriching lives for more people.
A romantic love story. The music, the performances, so lovely.
Wicked! Acrobats, magic, and death-defying stunts.
The sets and costumes are simply divine, with moments that take your breath away. And the hunky acrobats.
Crazy motorcycle stunts. Unbelievable. I was on the edge of my seat. Really awesome.
I can't wait to watch it again.
Beats any action movie I've ever seen.
Watch Chaos at Resorts World Manila and see for yourself what everyone is raving about. Call 908-8333 and 836-6333 or visit rwmanila.com/chaos for details.
Discounts available for Resorts World Manila members. Sign up now. Membership is free.
You hold the key that opens the house of experience. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of pure pleasure and satisfaction, where friendships are made and kept. In your hand is the key. Embassy Special Whiskey. Experience the subtle and smooth taste of fine whiskey, patiently blended to perfection. Embassy Special Whiskey. Once you've tried it, you'll never leave the house of experience. Drink moderately.
Embassy Whiskey, now available in all leading supermarkets, groceries, and convenience stores nationwide.
Jumpstart your day. Start work 12 midnight, 6 or 8. It's your drive.
You know,
you can't be late. What are you running on?
Need pure strength, not just water.
Gotta get going on.
Before we done, before we done. Get past the ball.
Get going now.
Get the job done.
Get going now.
Won't go back down.
Lipovitan, made by Taisho Pharmaceutical of Japan. The real energy drink to get you going.
Han, I think we are lost.
Hindi, alam ko to. Trust me. Kanan tayo.
Han, magtanong na tayo.
Relax, I've been here before. Left tayo.
Let's ask na.
No, alam ko to. Trust tayo.
You know what you need? A BPI Family Auto Loan with a free GPS Navigator. Yup, you heard it. A free GPS. So apply for a BPI Family Auto Loan now. Hurry, until March 15 only.
Visit any BPI branch or log on to www.bpiloans.com to know more about the BPI Family Auto Loan.
And Curtis for L'Oreal Paris.
Girls, say no to hair problems. Magnew L'Oreal Paris Total Repair 5. Repairs the top 5 Filipino hair problems. At ngayon, nakasashi na. $450 lang. Kaya pati presyo, hindi problema. New L'Oreal Paris Total Repair 5 in sachet. Because every Filipina's brick.
Price based on SRP.
Charge your life experiences to HSBC. With your everyday spend, your HSBC Platinum Visa credit card comes only with great features all year round. Get free international and local flights, gas, and a coffee treat while you continue to earn bonus points. Your HSBC credit card is all you need. Visit www.hsbc.com.ph for more details.
Marami na ako napagdaanan. Dumaan na ako sa talampakan ni Kuya. Sa siko ni Ate. Sa kilikili ni Tatay. Sa singit-singit ng liig ni Jujun. Next destination ko, mukha mo.
Don't let ordinary soap touch your face. Use Pond's Clear Solutions Facial Wash with salicylic acid that fights pimples no ordinary soap can.
Ayan na po!
Pond's Clear Solutions Facial Wash fights pimples no ordinary soap can.
My crush calls.
klase na once a hello. Pero ang dami-daming boses pumasok sa utak ko.
Wag na, ang landi ng dami.
Make a move, you guys have a thing, so
yes,
no, wag,
go.
Comment overload, ako'y gulong gulong. Need crisp, cool refreshment, so maklear ang ulo ko. What a mess, gotta refresh. Sprite the thaw.
Let's go.
Ang gala ko, Sprite the thaw.
Sprite?
Alright.
Yeah!
Sprite! Refreshingly clear!
Pag dined mang skin allergy,
allergy,
pwedeng maging
infection, skin asthma, eczema.
Mag-alerta agad with Intra-Allergy Shield. Sangga ang allergy mula loob hanggang labas.
Allergy,
allergy,
allergy?
Ala na! Basta allergy. Alerta, alerta, alerta. Loratadine is the generic name of Alerta. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Hey, Rian, do you like bananas?
Do I? I like watch Bananas with Pajamas every day. I also listen to the banana song and share pictures of banana boats with my friends. I even bought Banana Rana albums. I research about banana kicks.
Whatever you're into, nothing beats enjoying internet in your home. So get PLDT MyDSL. Its ultra-fast connection lets you stream videos, download albums, and enjoy everything on the web.
Cool. I bet you also like banana hats, huh?
No. That's just weird. Enjoy PLDT MyDSL's awesome triple play service at home, starting at plan 990 with unlimited DSL, free watchpad, and its new channels. Subscribe now at myworldmydsl.com.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Back on the program here. It's 8:35 on this Monday morning. Some announcements before we get to the rest of the show. What's up?
Okay, do you want to see the likes of Bruno Mars or how about the boys of 2PM in Japan? And even the Glee cast in London? Well, only Coca-Cola Music can give you and a friend access to these ultimate concert events through their Any Concert Anywhere raffle promo. So how do you join? It's really simple. Just collect 5 Coca-Cola crowns of the same brand. You can have 5 Coca-Cola crowns of Sakto 8-ounce or 12-ounce, 5 Coca-Cola crowns of Coke Zero 8-ounce crowns, 5 Sprite crowns of either 8-ounce or 12-ounce, or 5 Royal Orange crowns of either 8-ounce or 12-ounce, and place all 5 of them in an envelope with your name, birthday, complete address, contact number, signature, and concert of your choice on a piece of paper, and drop them off at designated drop boxes at Coca-Cola sales offices and Ace promo offices. They also have a contest for bloggers as well who they can join. So log on to www.coca-cola.com.ph for a list of all the concerts that they have this year that you can go to, as well as more details on this promotion. But hurry, because this promo lasts until March 30th, 2011 only.
Yeah, say thank you to Dr. Vicky Bello. If you want to book your appointment, don't forget to call 819-BELLO. Check out their new clinic over there at their residence, Greenbelt. And also follow them on Twitter. That's twitter.com/BelloBeauty. Follow me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/Angelicopter899. Thank you so much also Forever 21. Watch out for their new store at SM Makati.
Thank you so much to Hair Work Salon located across Greenbelt 5, and also to L'Oreal Professional Hair Products. And don't forget to check out and like Canon Facebook page, Philippines, Canon Philippines, just type that in and do like them, because you will be able to see all the newest updates and their gadgets and their cameras, which are wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, let's get to the phones here. 631-0899. We'll talk to this guy here. Hello?
Hello.
Morning. Hi. Morning. Who's this?
This is Vince.
Vince, you're saying off air you have a trophy girlfriend.
Yeah, I have a trophy girlfriend. Is she not? It's a different case because I'm a discreet guy, closet.
Oh,
you're gay.
Oh, so talaga, she is talaga trophy talaga, like just for the pang show lang.
Is she good looking?
Yeah. What? Come again?
Is she good looking?
Yeah, she is.
Does she know that you're gay and that you're just using her for that?
For 4 years now, I think she still doesn't have any idea.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's funny, because I was hosting an entertainment gossip show yesterday, mm-hmm, on Sundays called Paparazzi, and Ethel Buba, who's been here on the program, started lighting her apartment on fire when she found out her boyfriend was really gay.
Lighting? Oh my god.
Charged with arson, yeah.
Yeah, so it was,
probably a lot of girls would be the same.
Time. So she doesn't know that you're gay, or you think she has a hint that you're gay?
I don't think.
But how do you guys? So you're fully gay though.
I think I am.
So you guys have sex and stuff, and you're just pinipilit mo lang because you have to keep your cover.
We still have sex, and we still have sex at times. Actually, it's complicated.
Extremely.
We came from one school.
Yeah.
We're both popular, and I was part of this fraternity. And then I actually have a not really boyfriend, but a bud.
Yeah. But how do you get?
Who has a girlfriend then? Has a girlfriend then up to now.
How do you get through the sex with your girlfriend though?
Mm-hmm. If you like boys.
I think I like both.
Okay, so that's what I want to say.
Okay, so bisexual, you know. Mm.
All right. Yeah. All right,
you
good times, man.
Both ways.
But you prefer the boys, but like, do you really love your girlfriend?
I think for 4 years, yeah, duro.
Oh, no, not
no, you don't know.
Because
no.
If you really love someone,
yeah, you know. Sure.
Sweet. Thanks for the call, bud.
Bye.
Good luck to you.
There you go.
Wow.
Now we're talking.
I can be your buddy.
Before 9 o'clock? Yeah, it's not like you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. My name is Mo, Grace Lee here on my left, Jellicopter, Mojo Jojo. Till 9 o'clock, Magic 89.9, here's Usher. Can't get the work on time, can't believe the words to her, I just said. But who the hell argue and fight like dogs at 6 in the morning? I know it's gonna be some more shit tonight. Oh, I pass this calling, telling me I done went too far. And I'm seen around town and my friends can't recognize me. Cause I took a chance on love.
Papers, papers, I didn't take all I can take, but you leave me no options, girl.
Good times. Good times. Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee.
Helicopter. Magic 89.9. On March 18, 19, and
20. What do you think you're doing, Chopper?
Practicing my lines, Mo. On March 18, 19, and 20, I'll be at the SM 3-day sale at SM Manila, Las Marias, Marilao, and Marikina.
Hoy, linya ko yun. Inagaw mo yung spotlight ko.
Well, you can stay up to 70% off on selected items.
And who's gonna say that shoppers get a chance to win MSI laptops?
Me.
But I said it already.
But may nag-away. Tingnan mo, natapos na commercial natin.
Okay, let's just say it together.
As a team.
Right.
The SM 3-day sale at SM Manila, Las Marinas, Marilao, and Marikina on March 18, 19, and 20.
Come on over to SM. Per DTI NCR permit number 1861, series of 2011.
Want a real heavy-duty prepaid broadband offer? Get the new Tattoo prepaid kit. Ngayon, 1,245 pesos na lang. Enjoy 125 free surfing hours. Plus 2,000 free texts valid for 30 days. It's the biggest free surf and text offer in mobile prepaid broadband. Tattoo. Live without limits. Free text applicable to Globe and TM. Call 730-1000 or visit a Globe store per DTI NCR permit number 6755, series of 2010. Promo extended until March 12, 2011.
Happy anniversary, hon.
So, what's our plan for tonight?
We'll have a candlelight dinner, then we'll watch a movie here at home and cuddle.
And we'll have popcorn.
Mom, Dad, do you realize that I'm still sleeping in your room?
Can't get enough privacy? Get your very own dream home with East West Bank's home loan's lowest interest rate at 5.88%, making it more affordable and so easy on the pocket.
And drink wine.
I can still hear you.
Call 888-1700 or click on www.eastwestbanker.com for more details. 5.88% interest rate is fixed for the first year. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply for an East West Bank 5.88% home loan today. Call 888-1700 or visit www.eastwestbanker.com.
You hold the key that opens the house of experience. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of pure pleasure and satisfaction, where friendships are made and kept. In your hand is the key. Embassy Special Whiskey. Experience the subtle and smooth taste of fine whiskey, patiently blended to perfection. Embassy Special Whiskey. Once you've tried it, you'll never leave the house of experience. Drink moderately.
Embassy Whiskey, now available in all leading supermarkets, groceries, and convenience stores nationwide.
Count off.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Where's number 12?
That's you, hon.
Call the gang and order the Shakey's Monster Meal Deal. For only 1,739 pesos, you get a meal good for 12, plus a chance to win not one, but 12 iPads, Lumix cameras, or other prizes. Go to the nearest Shakey's and enjoy a Monster Meal Deal. Monster prizes, 12 for 12 today. Get a chance to win 12 iPads, Lumix cameras, iPod Touch, or iPod Nanos. Only at Shakey's. See flyers for details. Promo until March 31. Pre-DTI NCR permit number 00. 066 series of 2011.
Enjoy five times the fun and excitement with High Five LG Mobile Promo. Purchase select LG Cookie, Wing Dual SIM, and Wi-Fi handset, and you get High Five premium item plus a chance to win a trip for two to Bohol or Boracay. Hurry and visit any of the participating LG dealer stores nationwide. With LG, life's good. Promo is from February 25 to March 31, 2011. See flyers for details. For DTI NCR permit number 1488, series of 2011.
And Curtis for L'Oreal Paris.
Girls, say no to hair problems. Magnew L'Oreal Paris Total Repair 5. Repairs the top 5 Filipino hair problems. At ngayon, nakasashay na. 450 lang. Kaya pati presyo, hindi problema. New L'Oreal Paris Total Repair 5 in sachet. Because every Filipino's brave.
Price based on SRP.
Pag maraming tubig, malabnaw. Pag maraming tubig, matabang. Eh, ang energy drink mo, marami bang tubig o maraming lakas? Ang energy drink na siksik sa bitamina at compact sa lakas, Lipovita. With a healthy concentration of taurine, vitamin B1, B2, B3, B6, and inositol. Puro ang lakas na maaasahan sa isang bote ng Lipovitan. Compact sa lakas, siksik sa ginas. Lipovitan gets you going. Lipovitan, made by Taisho Pharmaceutical of Japan. The real energy drink to get you going.
The SSS Penalty Condonation Program for unremitted or delinquent short-term loan amortizations of employees of employer members is now open, starting January 3 until June 30, 2011. This is your chance to pay and settle your unremitted and delinquent short-term loan amortizations in full or through installment plan without penalty. For more information, you may visit the nearest SSS branch office in your place. You may also download an application form at www.sss.gov.ph.
Mabuhay Miles MasterCard and the Auto Hub Group now allow you to buy your dream car with no cash out. This exclusive deal lets you charge up to 50% of the total cost and enjoy 0% interest on 3 months installment with your Mabuhay Miles MasterCard. Buy your car from any of the Auto Hub's fleet of brands: Mini, Piaggio, Vespa, Gilera, Ford, Nissan, Hyundai, and GMC. To avail of a special deal with only 33 pesos to a mile, Mabuhay Miles MasterCard provides the smartest way to earn Mabuhay Miles fast for free flights aboard Philippine Airlines. For more info, visit AutoHubGroup.com or call
fault niya, Kay. Hahabulin mo? Di pwede. Makikipagbalikan ka? Di pwede. Ikaw pa magsasorry? Hindi pwede. Tapos, ite-text at ite-chat mo na naman sa weekend? Hindi.
Ops, ops, ops. Hindi lang pwede. Super pwede! Kasi sa Globe Prepaid Super Free Weekend, may free 200 all-network texts and free 1-hour cellphone internet ka sa weekend. Just load as low as 40 pesos a day from Monday to Friday. Hindi lang pwede. Super pwede! Enjoy Globe Prepaid. Your way.
Monday na. Load now. Text Super Free Info to 8888. Promo runs Feb 17 to April 16, 2011. DTI NCR Permit 1581 Series 2011.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
This is not what I had planned. It's out of my control. Flying at the speed of light, thoughts were spinning in my head. So many things were left unsaid. It's hard to let.
Lee and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Siya ang unang hinahanap pagdating sa school. Siya si Dream Roommate sa mga school projects. At sa kanya ka nakatingin kung wala kang maisagot sa exam. Siya si Secret Crush.
It only takes 10 pesos to make the right move. You, Sun 10 Peso Call and Text Combo. My 10 minutes of sun calls to tell her how you feel. My 40 sun texts to send all your sweet nothings. And 10 texts to other networks to tell your friends na, kayo na. Score a perfect 10 with love sa Sun 10 Peso Call and Text Combo. Also available, Sun 20 Peso and 30 Peso Call and Text Combo.
Anak, look, this is your picture during graduation. That dress is so nice, no? And this is you and me together. Oh, look at this. This is you, me, and Dad. This is you and your friends. With your teachers. This is my picture taking your picture. And this is Dad taking my picture, taking your picture. And this is a picture of the photographer taking pictures.
You can cut your printing costs by up to 50% versus other inkjets and get more original quality printouts so you can keep those pictures coming. It's the new HP Ink Advantage system. Changing the system changes everything. HP. Hit print affordably. To find out more, visit www.hp.com/ph.
Get an original HP ink cartridge for only 390 pesos. Visit your nearest computer shop today.
Para sa favorite pizza mo, just dial 555-55 Greenwich Delivery.
555-55 Greenwich Delivery. 555-55 Greenwich Delivery. 555-55 Dial imam 5 for Greenwich Delivery.
Pa-deliver na ultimate Hawaiian overload. Overloaded with 2 times more Hawaiian toppings. Just dial 555-55 for Greenwich Delivery.
Tired and tense after a day slaving at the office? Well, grab a drink. Turn on the TV. Get your wife and kids to join you on the couch. The way to relax is a good seat under you, a soft pillow at your back, or maybe you can lie in a comfy mattress. When choosing pieces for your home, keep in mind Mandawi Foam. For over 40 years, we have been providing you with world-class foam and furniture at great prices. Come to one of our 18 branches nationwide or our 3 branches in Metro Manila, located in Ortigas Extension, Quezon Avenue, and BMA. Las Piñas Branch in Alamang Zapote Road. You can also go online or check us out at www.mafinc.com. That's www.mafinc.com.
Para sa favorite pizza mo, just dial 555-55 Greenwich Delivery.
555-55 Greenwich Delivery. 555-55 Greenwich Delivery. 555-55 Dial imam 5 for Greenwich Delivery.
Pa-deliver na ng Greenwich Special Overload. Overloaded with 13 premium toppings. Just dial 555-55 for Greenwich Delivery.
The countdown for the biggest deals from Ford starts now. You only have a few days left to drive away with a Ford truck or Ford SUV at incredibly low down payment and all-in offers. Drive home a new Escape or Ranger for as low as 99,000 pesos all-in. An Everest for as low as 149,000 pesos all-in. An E150 Club Wagon for as low as 249,000 pesos all-in. Or the Explorer for as low as 299,000 pesos all-in. Free 3-year registration, 1-year insurance, and travel mortgage included. Save big right now. You only have 1 month to go. Visit your nearest Ford dealer today and ask for the big deal. Ford, feel the difference. Promo extended until March 31, 2011 for DTI NCR permit number 0142 series of 2011.
It's a good day to run. The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists Philippine Chapter presents The Good Run on April 3, 2011 at Bonifacio High Street, Global City. Run 3K, 5K, or 10K to raise awareness for good, goiter, obesity, osteoporosis, and diabetes, and for the benefit of the Power of Prevention Through Fitness and Nutrition program to teach kids how to eat right and stay healthy. Free blood sugar, blood pressure, and other health checks will be offered while supplies last. For inquiries, call 703-1736 or register online at www.runrio.com. Cash prizes, raffle prizes, and lots of freebies at stake. So, run the good run on April 3 and help fight goiter, obesity, osteoporosis, and diabetes.
Piolo Pascual and Casey Concepcion.
Our closest friends didn't know.
Ang daming nagulat.
Pero syempre,
happy kami. So, happy rin sila.
Piolo and Casey, umami na pagdating sa corn tuna, mas masarap ang century. Dahil siksik at malaman, di malabsa, with up to 30% less fat than other brands. Only from the country's number one tuna.
Now, everyone is convinced.
Oh, eh, tinapangitin kita.
Of course. Kasi for me, wala nang sasarap pa.
Sa Century Corn Tuna.
Taste the Century Corn Tuna difference. Dahil Century Quality Tuna, mapapaamin ka rin sa sarap.
Catch all the fun in Toyota's amazing summer savings. Buy a Vios or Innova and choose from any of these amazing packages. Pay low as 65,000 pesos.
Amazing!
Pay light, only 6,500 pesos monthly for Vios.
Amazing!
Save as much as 40,000 pesos when you pay cash.
Amazing!
Pay later, your first installment starts 90 days after.
Amazing!
Pay easy for as low as 99,000 pesos deposit and 10,730 pesos monthly. Plus, additional loyalty discounts.
Amazing!
Hurry, promo till March 31 only. See flyers for details. For detailed answer, permit number 1999, series of 2011.
Catch the global phenomena from Ford. The all-new Ford Fiesta. Best-selling car in the UK. Plus, UK Auto Express Car of the Year. It's also the Scottish Car of the Year. And New Zealand's Car of the Year. The list goes on and on and on. 57 international awards globally, in fact. From as low as 99,000 pesos, all in low down payment. You can be a part of the global phenomena with over a million Fiesta owners worldwide. Promo runs until March 31, 2011. Per detail, NCR permit number 1013, series of 2011.
Three ways to tell the world that you're now single and ready to mingle. Through text.
Ladies, night, tonight.
Calls.
Hello, Jen. Set me up, no? With your kuya.
And through your hottest Bora pic on Facebook, straight from your phone.
Hottie?
Lahat yan meron sa Smart Buddy All in 20. Unlimited text, smart to smart. 20 texts to other networks. Plus, 20 minutes of smart to smart calls or mobile internet. Share it the way you want to for only 20 pesos. Register now. Text 20 to 6415. See flyers for details. Promo runs until May 17, 2011. Per DDI NCR permit number 1555. Series of 2011.
Good times with Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. And Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
All right, back on the show here. A little bit less talking towards the end there because we had some commercials that we owed you people. But it's time to wrap it up anyway. Boom's up next. Taking a lot of time along with Mia. Any last announcements you guys want to say?
No, that's it.
Just say thank you to the guys over at Flawless, as well as good morning to Gloria, Paolo, and Michael Avelia and the rest of their family.
Oh, yes. You also to Nail It Salon located along Pearl Drive. And thank you to the people of Spot.ph for including all the magic DJs there.
All gorgeous.
That's right.
That's it.
See you guys tomorrow at 6 a.m. And don't forget my podcast. You can go ahead and download it on iTunes.
Who's your guest today? Who are we looking forward to this week?
I do believe tonight is Bing Pimentel. Tomorrow are the endorsers of Premier Condoms. Wednesday, it's Christian Bautista, the singer. Thursday, Chita Miranda.
Oh, I want to listen to the Thursday one.
Yes. And Friday, Danny Meneses. All right.
Ooh.
Have a great day, guys. Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
See you
God bless, guys.
Good one. Bye-bye, everyone.
What if I wanted to break? Laugh it all off in your face. What would you do? What if I fell to the floor? Couldn't tell. What would you do? Do, do?
on demand.